Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken,
and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Capitol Hill scandal cast shadow over November.
Republicans were already worried about losing the upcoming election. Now they're scared.
And new information about the former congressman at the center of it.
He was molested by a clergyman.
Tears and new fears after the Amish country school siege. And tears turn to cheers in a Colorado town torn by school violence. Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. There's mounting pressure for a leadership change on Capitol Hill amid new twists and turns in the Mark Foley email scandal. Foley's lawyer says the former Florida congressman is gay, but never had sex with a minor.
Any suggestion that Mark Foley is a pedophile is false. Categorically false.
David Roth also says Foley claims he was molested by a clergyman when he was a teenager. On Capitol Hill, CBS's Bob Fuss has the latest on the political damage control.
The risk is that disgust and anger over the Foley scandal will lead religious conservative voters to stay home. David Bossy, who heads the group Citizens United, blames House Speaker Dennis Hastert.
If he had dealt with it appropriately, if he had dealt with it at the right time, he would not be in this position today.
Hastert, who was a high school teacher and coach before coming to Congress, insists the overly friendly emails they knew about last year gave no hint of the overtly sexual ones Foley also sent.
I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington. This controversy is triggering pressures for changes in the GOP hierarchy. Some fellow leaders blame House Speaker Dennis Hastert, and he accepts some of it.
Squarely in our corner.
But Hastert rejects calls for his resignation. President Bush supports him.
He wants to ensure that these up there on Capitol Hill are protected.
As the FBI investigates the Foley case, the House Ethics Committee plans a closed-door session on it tomorrow. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Democrats need to win 15 seats in next month's election to take control of the House. A new John Zogby poll conducted as the Foley scandal was breaking says it's a goal within reach.
We polled 15 Republican seats, and we have the Democrats candidate leading in 11 of those 15 seats.
In Pennsylvania Amish country, a vigil to mourn the five girls gunned down in a one-room schoolhouse. CBS's Byron Pitts says a paper trail is unraveling more about what fueled the suicidal gunman.
In this suicide note to his wife, mass murderer Charles Roberts confessed that he was a child molester, abusing two female relatives 20 years ago, and he wrote, "The urges had returned. I am filled with so much hate, hate towards myself," he said, "hate towards God, and unimaginable emptiness."
In Bailey, Colorado, scene of a school siege last week, some of the healing took place last night on the gridiron.
This isn't just a regular football game.
Students cheered as the school football team played its first game since 16-year-old Emily Keyes was gunned down in a classroom. Her father, John, got the game ball.
I love you guys.
Those were the words Emily texted to her parents just before her murder. Black Canyon High lost the game, but the coach said it's all part of moving forward. Two American pilots have been told to stay in Brazil while authorities investigate the crash of a jetliner that killed 155 people. Reports say their small plane disobeyed an order to descend just before clipping the bigger plane. Nearly 50 years after his father won a Nobel Prize for Medicine, American Roger Kornberg has won the prize for chemistry for his work on how cells take information from genes to make proteins. Kornberg credits the dozens of others who've worked with him at Stanford University.
This Nobel Prize, I think, is testimony to their extraordinary hard work and capabilities.
California's Salinas Valley has been hard hit by the E. coli outbreak blamed on fresh spinach. So yesterday, local Congressman Sam Farr tried to make the point at a news conference that it's okay to eat the leafy stuff again, but he couldn't find any in the stores, so he showed up with an empty bowl. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
Morning, I'm Dory Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Classes resume tomorrow at Black Canyon High School after a gunman killed himself and 16-year-old Emily Keyes last week. The superintendent of the Black Canyon School District yesterday addressed the question of moving forward.
We will never forget Emily or what happened here last week. While we continue to mourn, we are turning our focus to healing and providing a safe, caring educational environment for our students.
Superintendent James Walpole. He walked away. The pilot of a single-engine Beechcraft clipped a light pole in a parking lot near Centennial Airport last night. William Thacer put the plane down in the parking lot. The plane's a loss. So were three cars and the light pole. The NTSB is investigating this morning. And the missing mother we told you about and the 3 9-year-olds missing their independence pass yesterday, all found okay. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Good morning. Well, so far, pretty good start to your day. No major traffic delays yet, with the exception of an issue in Adams County. Highway 7, that's 160th, remains closed in both directions at York. Just east of I-25, we had a bad overnight crash. An investigation is ongoing. You want to seek an alternate around that. Otherwise, both I-70 and I-25 at normal speed, and CDOT crews have removed all the overnight restrictions northbound 25 between Orchard and Bellevue. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, areas of fog early with gradual clearing. Cooler, only a high of 68.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostic. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call with in the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts and American financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Yeah, the ball flies back at you. All right, we got a ton of stuff to do this morning, and we'll do the Springer Show starting at 7 o'clock. And we've got a whole bunch of stuff lined up, including David Sirota will be here to talk about not only the Foley situation, but also to take a look with us at what's going on in the Lieberman-Lamont situation, which we haven't talked about in a long, long time. Lamont, Ned Lamont, is 10 points behind Joseph Lieberman and just wrote a check to his own campaign from his own money of $500,000. So we'll see where that gets. And he's running out of time here trying to overcome this double-digit deficit that he's got going on. And we'll also ask Sirota about the Foley situation. Sirota, who worked on Capitol Hill and knows a lot about what goes on there and is one of the brightest guys that I know. There's also the story circulating around about this guy who apparently made comments to Vice President Cheney and now has gotten busted for it. There were two people, when I was in Chicago, there were two people who made comments to Bill Clinton at the Taste of Chicago. One of the guys flipped Bill Clinton the bird and the Secret Service arrested him for it. And I got him a lawyer. I got him Eddie Verdoliak, the former alderman, who eventually got the guy off. I mean, the government had dropped the case. We've got to call into David Lane. We don't know if David Lane will come on or not. We hope that he will. I know there are people in David Lane's law office who listen to the show in the morning. So if you're getting up this morning, getting ready to go to work, get a hold of your boss. Tell him we want to talk to him about this. We'd love to talk to the guy involved, but in most cases, they don't let you do that. Usually the lawyer speaks. There's a lot of local stuff going on, and it's very, very hard for us to cover some of this local stuff when we have to do a national show. There's also this story about circulating around, the story out there about something going on in regards to Tom Tancredo refusing to debate Bill Winter. And then what happened is I guess Tancredo put in some surrogate to debate him, and Winter said, sure, I'll debate him. And then the debate went awry. Now, this has been an ongoing thing with me about Mad Tommy not being willing to debate Bill Winter. And I thought today for a second, I thought about doing this because I just couldn't resist, and I may still do it. I have to think about it. I got 45 minutes to think about this one. I thought about getting on the air and talking about this during the Springer Show, even though it's a highly localized incident, and giving Mad Tommy's Colorado district office number out and asking people, not only here, you, but also people who are listening like in Michigan and are listening in Louisiana and are listening in Chicago to call Mad Tommy and urge him to debate Bill Winter. I mean, it's disgusting that Matt Thomas will not debate Bill Winter. It's really a disgusting situation. And if we don't do that this morning, I'm thinking very highly about doing it tomorrow. I really am thinking about it. We're going to have Congresswoman Diana DeGette on a little bit later on in the show. She's going to talk about the Foley incident. There's several good articles in the newspaper this morning about the Perlmutter O'Donnell race and also about Ritter and Beaupre. George W. Bush will be in town today to raise money for Both Ways Bob. And they had a televised debate last night, I believe it was. I didn't stay up to watch it, but they had a televised debate. And it just shows you how desperate that Bob Beaupre is that he took this really, really cheap shot at Bill Ritter. Beaupre is taking Ritter to task, for this whole series of articles, or a couple articles, I guess, that appeared in the Denver Post about his plea bargaining. He's been on this plea bargaining thing now forever, about his plea bargaining, particularly with illegal immigrants, even though, as I said on the air once before, that this was less than 1% of the total cases that Bill Ritter handled. So, quoting the Denver Post this morning, Ritter turned to Beaupre last night and said, it's unfair to demagogue this kind of issue when you're looking at the vast volume of cases and the passion that law enforcement and then, of course, Both Ways Bob interrupts and says, so I guess a few more criminals on the street is okay. The more than 150 plea bargains in question, Ritter said, represented less than 1% of the cases his office handled during the last half of his 12-year tenure as district attorney, as Denver district attorney. By the way, these were class 5 felonies, is what these guys pleaded to. Then Beaupre answers back, tell the people in Bailey that was just an isolated incident, Beaupre responded, referring to the school shooting last week that killed the 16-year-old Emily Keyes. Now, the man involved in that shooting was mentally ill, which doesn't make what he did okay, but he was a U.S. citizen, and he had no record. So why does Beaupre throw that in? Well, he throws it in because he's got nowhere else to go, Both Ways Bob. The guy's incredible. And you know what? I hate to say this about Bob Beaupre. I really hate to say this about Bob Beaupre, but Bob Beaupre's dumb as a board. He really is. He's really stupid. I mean, to bring that up, you really got to be stupid. And then on top of that, Ritter challenges him by saying that, well, you never stood up for law enforcement the whole time you were in Congress. And then Beaupre counters back about the whole Raul Gomez Garcia situation in which what ended up happening is they more or less, Mitch Morrissey more or less had to, because he had no choice, had to plea bargain with the Mexican officials not to charge this guy with the death penalty in order to get him back here. So Beaupre really did basically nothing there. But that's one incident over Beaupre's entire career. So I could just go on and on about Both Ways Bob. I really could. The guy, he scares me. I mean, do you want this guy as your next governor? I don't think so. I don't think so. 6:18, 18 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk. If you want to chime in early about this stuff, 303-713-7600. And I'll get a little bit into the story about the guy who apparently had words with Dick Cheney. It's early, man. Boy, is it early, and it's dark out there. Hey, you know what? You want to be the next Progressive Talk Radio superstar? Go to am760.net. Check out the rules. We need your stuff by Friday. And you can also instant message me at am760.net.
Hello, America. I'm Wink Martindale, and it's time to play Take on Orbitz, the travel game where you can save now and save later. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. Log on to Orbitz.com, book your trip this year, and save $50. Then next year, save $200 on select trips to the sunny Caribbean, Mexico, or Hawaii. Save now, save later. Orbitz and go.
Save $50 on select 3 plus night packages. Book by 10-806. Travel by 12-31-06. Save $200 on select 5 plus night packages. Book and travel between 1-1 through 3-31-07. Subject to availability. See site for terms and conditions.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318.
303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-40. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Yeah, 600. I'm just running over a whole list of stuff here, and if you want to comment on it, you can. And then after 7 o'clock, when we do the Springer Show, which we'll do until Friday, and we'll talk to Jerry this morning, too, about how he did last night on Dancing with the Stars. 1-877-34-JERRY is the number to call after 7 o'clock. That's 1-877-345-3779. But if you want to call in about the Beaupré, Tancredo, or anything else that may be out there and that may be on your mind, and also the fact that George W. Bush is coming to town today to raise money for Both Ways Bob. And there's also this story in the Rocky Mountain News this morning about a man files a suit over Cheney encounter, and we're trying to get a hold of his attorney, David Lane. Sometimes, you know, when things happen in the afternoon and you're on in the next morning, it's tough to try to get a hold of people late, and then it's also equally as hard to get a hold of people early in the morning. But the Stephen Howards saw a news story one morning this summer reporting that the latest casualty totals from Iraq, and a few hours later, he had the rare opportunity, I'm quoting here from the Rocky Mountain News, to voice his feelings to a man he considers directly responsible. Doing so, Howard said, sent him to jail for allegedly harassing the vice president of the United States, and now he is responding with a federal lawsuit against a Secret Service agent who put him in handcuffs. The suit filed Tuesday, yesterday, alleges that Howard's was arrested in retaliation for having exercised his First Amendment right of free speech, and that his arrest also violated his Fourth Amendment protection against unlawful arrest. Howard's lawyer, David Lane, who we're trying to get in contact with, said yesterday at a press conference that he believes it's possible the case could land Vice President Dick Cheney on the stand as a witness in the case, or even added as a defendant. Boy, I would love to see that happen. That'd be wonderful. The lawsuit stems from a chance meeting on an outdoors mall in Beaver Creek on June 16th when Howard and his wife were walking their two sons to piano camp. They were surprised to see Cheney there, posing for pictures and shaking hands with members of the public. Many of us fantasize what we would do if we had the opportunity to really tell Mr. Bush or Mr. Cheney how we feel, said Howard's 54 of Golden. And to be honest, when I passed him, my initial thought was to keep walking, and then I said I couldn't, with a clear conscience, let this opportunity pass. So Howard's approached the vice president and told him, your policies in Iraq are reprehensible, and moved on. I didn't want to give anybody any excuses to come after me, but a few minutes later, according to Howard's, he was walking back across the mall with his younger son, Jonah, then eight, when he was approached by an agent identified in the lawsuit as Virgil D. Gus Reichel, or Reichel, Jr. The agent, Howard's, said, came out of the shadows and literally said, did you assault the vice president? If this had happened, I would think they would, if they were doing their job, I would have been face down on the concrete 5 or 10 minutes earlier, said Howard's. To me, this is just an absolute transparent harassment. Howard's denies touching Cheney, repeated for the agent what he had said to the vice president, and promptly found himself being handcuffed and taken to the Eagle County Jail, where he said he had remained cuffed for 3 hours prior to being bailed out by his wife. Oh, my goodness. Don't go near the Veep and even bother to say anything critical and burst Cheney's bubble. You know, this is one of the reasons why the vice president, Dick Cheney, and George W. Bush, both of them, only speak before military or heavily screened crowds, because they don't want to get or catch any grief. Now, they're not the only politicians who do this, and they're not the only politicians that have done it. Lyndon Johnson used to do it. Lyndon Johnson used to only go to military bases during the Vietnam War. Why? Because he didn't want to have to confront protesters, such as what happened in Century City in Los Angeles, where he appeared, and they had a near, and they did. They had a riot there. So what he used to do is, to stay away from that criticism, he would only go to military bases. These guys do exactly the same thing. They are not prepared to face you and I. They're not prepared to face open questioning from a crowd, even if that crowd is hostile. Or, you know what, how about this, not even hostile. How about you just have an opinion and you want to voice it? These are elected representatives of you and I, and they're supposed to be able to take this kind of stuff, but you know what, they really don't like it. They don't care for it. And as I indicated, Dick Cheney's not the only one. I mean, Bill Clinton did this exact same thing. So I'm being nonpartisan in leveling the criticism and making this statement. Because, as I said earlier with the couple who flipped Bill Clinton off, they ended up getting arrested as well. And they also said some things verbally to Bill Clinton, and I believe it was about Monica Lewinsky. And they ended up getting detained. And that was not by, if I remember correctly, it was not by the Secret Service. I could be wrong about this, but I believe it was by the Chicago Police Department at the behest of the Secret Service. And these two people were on the lakefront at the Taste of Chicago, and they ended up going to jail for what they had said to Bill Clinton. So hopefully we'll get David Lane on to talk about this. And I'm going to mention it to the national audience when we do the Springer thing coming up here. This is absolutely disgusting. How dare you even assault the Veep? How dare you say anything to him? And I don't mean physically assault him, that he hear any bad news, that you say anything. And see, I think, regardless whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, or wherever you stand, you got to support this guy's right of free speech. Because, look, what would you do if you were confronted with a vice president? I mean, would you sit there and not say anything? Would you not say a word? I'd like this guy. I'd have to say something. Now, you know, I wouldn't call him an SOB. And don't we have that recording? We used to have that recording of that guy who walks by Dick Cheney when he's holding a press conference and lets go of the F-bomb. Remember that? He lets go of the F-bomb like twice. And Cheney just goes on. He keeps talking. He kind of chuckles a little bit. He doesn't say anything. And the guy got in no trouble that I know of. Oh, we've got it? You want to hear that? Okay, let's play that. Let's play the F-bomb.
I was talking to the mayor in those areas. One of the things you've got to figure out what to do with all of the debris.
Are you getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President?
And it's the first time I've heard it. Yeah, friend of John, never mind.
Now that was after Katrina, when Dick Cheney was in New Orleans. That guy came by and laid that on him. And they didn't arrest him, as far as I know. He never got arrested for it. Okay, so if you look at it, which is worse? Which is the worst thing? Is it worse to say your policies in Iraq are deplorable? Your policies in Iraq, rather, are reprehensible? Or is it worse to let off the F-bomb? Which is worse? All right, Gina, if you walked out of the building today and there was Vice President Dick Cheney, would you pass by or would you say something?
I'd shake his hand.
Oh, God. Oh, God. You've got to be kidding me. Come on. Come on.
What would you like me to say to him?
Well, we got David Lane coming on next. Well, I don't know. Do you like him? Do you disagree with him?
I don't agree with him.
Would you tell him that?
On everything.
Well, would you tell him that? Like, about Iraq? Would you say, okay, you know what? I think you screwed up Iraq. Would you do that?
I don't think so.
Oh, see, I would. I couldn't walk by and not do it. Then I'd end up in jail. All right, we'll talk to this guy's attorney, David Lane, coming up next. 6:30. AM 760 Progressive Talk, and let's get a look at traffic.
All right, Jay, well, we still have a pretty good looking drive cutting through the city. Some fog rolling into some areas, so you want to be mindful of that. I-70 conditions building up, nothing major. I-25 still looking good coming up from the south, County Line Road. All the way through the Tech Center, no snags just yet for downtown. Southbound 25, heavy as typical, though, out of Thornton, North Glen. Highway 7 up north remains closed at York. That's just east of I-25. That was due to an investigation of a serious overnight crash. Weather today, areas of fog early, gradual clearing, cooler, only a high of 68. Currently, it's 46. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Referendum I is simple. It gives same-sex couples rights and responsibilities for matters like hospital visitations, funeral arrangements, and property inheritance. It's not marriage, it's basic legal rights. Vote yes on I, paid for by Coloradans for Fairness Committee.
Got what it takes to host your own radio talk show? We're looking for America's newest progressive radio star. The winner gets a one-year contract to host a nationally syndicated weekend talk show. Find all the details on AM760.net.
It's 6:31, 29 minutes before 7 here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Fall is here, the leaves are falling, and the nights are getting colder. And you probably hear people say this, boy, this is great sleeping weather, right? Well, maybe you're not sleeping so well, and maybe one of the reasons why you're not is because your mattress just isn't very good. And that's why I urge you to check out the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. You know, with the Sleep Number bed, you can personalize your sleep every night. Simply set your sleep number, and your mattress will be as firm and as soft as you and your body need to get more deep, restorative sleep. You know what? REM sleep. Visit a Select Comfort store today, find your sleep number, and see what a difference this personalized comfort can make in your sleep. And this month, you can join Select Comfort as they commemorate 5 years as the official bed provider for the Ronald McDonald House Charities. With 4,000 beds and over 7,800 pillows donated to Ronald McDonald House across North America, Select Comfort is helping families sleep a little better during this stressful time, and now you can help, too, because a portion of all the proceeds from the beds, pillows, and sheets sold in October will go to the Ronald McDonald House. Plus, Select Comfort is partnered with celebrities from TV, movies, music, and sports to support the Ronald McDonald House. So you can even register to win an autographed signature bed by simply finding your sleep number at a Select Comfort store. My sleep number, of course, is between 75 and 80. For a limited time, it's even easier to start sleeping better and help a great charity, too, because now through October the 9th, Select Comfort is offering no interest and no payment until 2008 on selected beds. So see your local Select Comfort store for complete details. Here along the Front Range, Select Comfort stores are located in 9 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Foothills Mall, and Colorado Mills and Belmar Mall.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote. Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Time.
Good morning. 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 68. Intermittent clouds. Let's go right to the phones. Attorney David Lane, who is getting ready to fly out of state, and he's on his way to DIA, so we want to get him on right away. David, thank you for coming on this morning so early in the morning. Really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the invitation. Thanks.
All right, let's talk about your client, Stephen Howards. Well, so he tells Vice President Dick Cheney doesn't like his Iraq policies and he gets arrested for it?
Well, Howards was walking across the mall with his 7-year-old son at Beaver Creek in June, taking his kid to a piano lesson, and he sees a commotion. He walks over, and there's Dick Cheney slapping back, shaking hands, and signing autographs. So he walks over, and he had just read the casualty reports from Iraq that day. And he thought, you know, I'm not going to say anything. But then he thought, I've got to say something. So he walks over to Cheney and says, I just want you to know I think your policies in Iraq are reprehensible. Have a nice day, basically, and walks away. He takes his son to the piano lesson. 10 minutes later, he's walking back across the mall with another son. And the Secret Service grabs him and says, did you assault the vice president? He says, what? I didn't assault the vice president. If Cheney can't take criticism, he shouldn't go out in public. And they slapped the cuffs on him. Took him to Eagle County Jail for about 3 or 4 hours. They threatened to indict him federally for assaulting the vice president. They then thought better of that because how are they going to explain that he assaulted the vice president in the presence of 25 Secret Service agents and 100 spectators, and then they let him go deliver his kid to a piano lesson? So they filed state harassment charges against him. The Eagle County DA then dismissed all charges. So we are now taking the offensive to take back America from these repressive First Amendment violators.
Boy, good for you and good for him. And they obviously violated his First Amendment rights. They obviously violated his Fourth Amendment rights. And it mentions in the Rocky Mountain News article this morning that you may add Cheney as a defendant. Are you still thinking about that?
Well, I mean, it all depends on how the case shakes out. If Cheney authorized this arrest, then Cheney will be a defendant. At the very least, Cheney will be a witness, I would suspect. I mean, he was the guy that was at first allegedly assaulted and then upon further review was harassed by a man coming up to him and saying, your policies are reprehensible.
Now, you know, I've played a recording of Cheney, of a guy walking by Cheney after Katrina in New Orleans where he let loose the F-bomb twice and nothing happened to this guy. Why all of a sudden your client?
You'll have to ask the Secret Service agents who arrested him. I don't know the answer to that.
This is really a strange situation. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I had a very prominent constitutional lawyer tell me with a straight face that if Cheney and this administration could get away with it, they would jail people like your client, myself, this guy, probably you, and others. And it's only the Bill of Rights and it's only the Constitution that protects us.
Absolutely. There is no doubt in my mind. I mean, the hallmarks of a repressive authoritarian society are secret prisons, torture as official government policy, stifling dissent. If you criticize the government, you go to jail. Well, you know what? Go talk to Steve Howards. He'll tell you he went to jail for criticizing the government. You know, I mean, people have got to stand up, take back this country. I mean, it's difficult to determine when dusk turns to darkness, but we are there, you know. It's happening right there around us.
Yeah.
People have to stand up and do something. I really admire Steve for going on the offensive this way and saying, you know what, I'm not going to put up with this.
Boy, I do too, and I admire you for standing up once again for free speech and defending Steve Howards. All right, how long before do you think this reaches court?
Well, the case, just got filed yesterday. They get to respond, and unfortunately, the wheels of justice in federal court in Colorado grind exceedingly slowly. So I don't anticipate a trial for a couple of years, unfortunately. I'm going to try my best to fast-track it, and if I can convince a federal judge to do that, you know, then so much the better.
Well, we can't wait to see what the Secret Service and the Vice President's office response will be. And, boy, hope to have you back on again to talk about their response. And if there's anything we can do to help the case, please let us know, because I know the majority of listeners of this station, myself, and anybody, regardless of your political orientation, anybody who's a right-thinking citizen would stand behind Stephen Howard's and you. This is absolutely, and I don't say it to say it, I mean, it's really true, it's absolutely disgusting. I mean, it really is.
I completely agree with you, Jay.
David, have a safe flight. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. There's David Lane, attorney for Stephen Howard's, who dared to speak up to the vice president. Now, I'm going to play this interview back again if we can mechanically do so during the Springer show so that people in the rest of the country can hear this and hear what's going on with this guy. And if you want to weigh in on this, 303-713-7600, if you want to talk about this whole Cheney situation or if you want to talk about anything else that that I've talked about this morning. This idea that if you dare to speak truth to power, if you dare to say anything, that you're going to get arrested? I mean, come on. I don't care what political party you're a member of. Really. If you can't take public criticism, then you shouldn't be in office. And no one likes public criticism. No one likes criticism, period. I mean, if you called and told me that you liked criticism, I'd say you're a liar, because most of us don't like it. But Dick Cheney's not a god. He's not the emperor of North America. Neither is his boss. Neither is anybody who holds federal office. I don't care who they are. You know, I don't care if they're Mad Tommy Tancredo. I don't care if they're Dick Cheney. I don't care who they are. They're not gods, they're not above the law, and any citizen, any time, should have the right to walk up to any elected representative and air their viewpoints. Now, am I saying you should walk up to them and threaten them? No. Am I saying that you should cuss them out? Well, even though we laugh at the guy at, you know, post-Katrina in New Orleans, it's not behavior that I would recommend. I wouldn't tell you to do that. But I think it's perfectly permissible for you to walk up to any elected official and say, hey, you represent me, and I don't care for your policies. And I think if there's one thing that turns people off of government, I think if there's one thing that turns people off from being involved, I think if there's one thing that turns people off from the whole process, from all of it, is arrogance. And that's what the Stephen Howard situation is. It's arrogance. It's arrogance. That how dare you in any way, shape, or form say anything to the Vice President of the United States. Anybody who holds an elected position, city council member, governor, legislator, doesn't make any difference. If the public wants to talk to him, if the public wants to say something and wants to express a viewpoint, then they ought to take that viewpoint. And if they can't take that viewpoint, then don't run. Don't be involved. But as I said before, that's this encounter with Steve Howard's. This is one of the reasons why guys like Dick Cheney, George W. Bush, similar to what Lyndon Johnson used to do, this is one of the reasons why they go to military bases and they appear in front of screened crowds, because they don't want a guy like Stephen Howard's. They don't want somebody like you or me to stand up and grill him or stand up and press on him. And I'll guarantee you that any news correspondent, any White House correspondent, any congressional correspondent that pushes or gets the least bit combative for an answer risks getting their access cut off. David Gregory of MSNBC is, I think, perilously close to that. 6:44, 16 minutes away from 7. Four lines open at 303.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N.
Marvin, here at AM760 Progressive Talk, I want to talk to you about Rockies Autos. You know, there are a lot of places to go to buy a car, and Rockies is Colorado's number one volume dealer, and I talk about Rockies a lot. And the reason I do is because they're my friends. I stand by them. They're early supporters of this show. And they offer something that I haven't found anywhere else. And you know what that is? That's customer service. That's exactly what it is. You go to a lot of car dealerships. You're looking at a car. They leave you standing there. They might get around to coming up and helping you. Maybe. That doesn't happen at Rockies. They're there to help you out. That's what they're all about. They have their matching down incentive going on up to $1,500. So you put down $15, they put down $15, you got $3 towards your next vehicle. They have a wide, diverse selection of over 500 units on the lot. Everything you can think of. Check them out at RockiesAutos.com. Go see for yourself. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask Steve, who handles that. Or go see my friends out there, the Alshire Brothers, Tom and Marv, Spanky Herrera. Any of the gang at Rockies will help you out. Rockies Autos. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Service not available in all areas.
If you're an AOL customer and you're fed up with the high prices you're being forced to pay, I've got good news for you. Now you can quit AOL and switch to People PC Online and pay just $5.47 a month for the first 3 months. You heard me right, people. That's a lot less than AOL. And you get unlimited internet service with twice as many local access numbers as AOL for faster, more reliable connections. And with People PC, you also get all your favorite features: virus protection, spam controls, pop-up blocker, and more. Not only that, you can still chat with AOL Instant Messenger, and you can even keep your AOL email address for free. So why pay the high price of AOL when you can get everything you need right now with People PC for just $5.47 a month for the first 3 months? Make the switch to People PC today. For more information, call 1-800-900-6737. People PC, a better way to internet. That's 1-800-900-6737. 1-800-900-6737.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Some Grateful Dead. All right. 6:48. 48 minutes past the hour. High today, 68, intermittent clouds, and sun just now coming up here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Go to am760.net. Find out about how to be the next Progressive Talk superstar. And we're talking about Stephen Howard's and this whole thing with Dick Cheney and the idea that this guy gets busted simply because he speaks out about Iraq to Dick Cheney. Unbelievable. 303-713-7600, three open lines. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thank you, John, for playing my theme song, A Touch of Gray.
There you go. Well, I think he was thinking about both of us, though.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, you know, you and I are 54, somewhere in there.
Right.
Didn't we grow up in the Cold War being told that this was the evil we were fighting against in the Soviet Union, that jailing dissenters of the Knox and the Knights, the secret prisons, the checking what people read, all this kind of stuff. We were told that this was the evil we were fighting against, and now we've got it.
Yeah, it's eerily close.
It's not there yet, of course.
I've had a lot of people call here before in the past, and they've sent me email about this too, that this is, you know, we're in a fascist country. And I've rejected that, and I've said, yeah, well, that's reaching and that's being too extreme. Then I was at the ACLU dinner Saturday night because they mistakenly picked me as being the MC, and I was sitting next to at our table. We were sitting next to Erwin Chermaninsky, and I always have trouble saying his last name, but he's Valerie Plame's. He's part of Valerie Plame's legal team, and he's a constitutional lawyer. And a scholar and a professor, and he's really a smart guy. And I asked him point blank, I said, you know, I just kind of asked him, like, what do you think of this, Alberto Gonzalez? What do you think of the administration? What do you think of what's going on in this country? And I said, does it fit the bill as being fascist? And he said to me, no, but it's very, very, very close.
Yeah. And, you know, the answer I get from the right when I level this charge is, oh, but we're at war. Things are different now. And my reaction to that, whenever I hear somebody say that, I think what they're telling the world is we have in this country a fair-weather constitution. It works fine when we're at peace and everything's fine. It's a quaint little document of ideas. But as soon as the going gets tough, we throw it out.
I've had that argument, too, about we're at war. I've had that used on me before, too. What hits me is we're at war when it's convenient.
Yeah.
And when it's not convenient, we're not at war.
Yeah.
Example would be, and I had somebody send me an email about this, and they're kind of, and they're right, okay? But they misunderstood my point behind it. They said to me, don't bring up a draft anymore on the air. Don't be promoting a draft on the air. And I wanted to answer them back and say, I'm not promoting a draft on the air, but what I'm saying is, if we're in a struggle for our very destiny, if we're in a struggle for all of this stuff, which is what the administration would have you believe, right? I mean, they talk about this all the time. Okay, if that's the case, where's the sacrifice required of any of us?
Yeah, where's the rationing? Where's the draft? Where's the everything that we had in World War II when we really were threatened?
So, when you bring up that people say to you, and those people who support the administration, that they say to you, well, we're in a war, what do you expect? Where's the other half of that?
Yeah.
Do you ever ask them that? Like, where's the other half of that? What goes along with that? I mean, because we had... What did we have during World War II? We had, like, you know, tin drives, metal drives.
Oh, sure.
We had all that stuff. We had Rosie the Riveter. We had all those things going on. We had rationing.
You'd pull up to a gas station, and the Boy Scouts would descend on you and want your floor mat for the rubber.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Do we have any of that going on now?
No. Not a thing.
And even
we're told to go out and shop.
Okay, right. And even if we did, whether you're conservative, whether you're progressive, whether you're in the middle, is there anything wrong with going up to the Vice President of the United States and saying, look, I think you're mismanaging the country. I think your policy in Iraq is reprehensible. What's wrong with doing that?
Oh, only if he's a Republican. If he's a Democrat, it's fine to do.
Well, but see, that's not totally
that's
true.
That's what they say.
All right, that may be so, but that's not totally true because I brought up the case about the couple with Bill Clinton, and that wasn't right.
And this
isn't right either.
No, it's not.
It's absolutely wrong. I don't understand why people are not on both sides of the political spectrum are not howling with rage over this.
I hope whatever candidate we come up with in 08 is willing to go to hostile audiences, take the heat, and answer, because the difference will be stark, and people will be able to see the difference between that and somebody who only deals with screen crowds and safe places.
I think you're absolutely right. Bill, thanks, man.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Like, I'd love to have a conservative call me up. I know there are some of you out there who are listening. We've only got about 5 minutes until we catch news and then get into the Springer show. But I would love to have a conservative call up and tell me that they think that this is right. See, it doesn't make any difference where you are on the political spectrum. You have to believe, fundamentally, if you're an American, fundamentally, if you believe in our way of life, fundamentally, if you believe in the Constitution of the United States, fundamentally, if you believe in everything we stand for, then what happened to Stephen Howard's is absolutely wrong. You have to believe that. You have to believe that that's wrong. I don't know how any of the right-wing talk show hosts in this town, I predict two things will happen. Either they will not address this topic, and you won't hear it, or, well, either they won't address it, or I don't know how they can defend the vice president. Because what goes around comes around, and you know that if this were Bill Clinton, who they hate, or Jimmy Carter, they would be all over the airwaves. They would be yelling and screaming. They'd be finger pointing. They would be yelling their rears off about this. And we would never hear the end of it. And it would make national news. And Limbaugh, with his twisted logic, and his logic really is twisted, he would get a hold of it. And it would be all over the right-wing blogs. And they would be yelling and screaming about this. And for them to say that they wouldn't, and for them not to object to this, and for them not to confront it, and I hope I'm wrong about this. I mean, I hope that they do confront it. I hope that that Mike Rosen, I hope that Gunny Bob, I hope that the Dan Kaplis, I hope that they do confront this. And that they do say it's wrong. Because if this were a Democratic president and the roles were reversed, I would say that it was wrong. Just like I followed through and got that couple at the Taste of Chicago, got them hooked up with Eddie Verdoliak, who is a former alderman and a very, very powerful lawyer in the city, because it was wrong. And the Secret Service, the Chicago police, what they did to that couple was absolutely wrong. And what's happened to Stephen Howard's is absolutely wrong. All right, we're going to talk about this again with the Springer audience, and we're also going to talk about media coverage of the school shootings. We're going to talk about the Foley situation. We're going to get into all of that stuff coming up. You got to use a different number to call me at 1-877-345-3779. That's 1-877-345-3779. We'll go national. We'll take your calls here locally on that number, and everybody else's too, coming up. Stick around.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend. friend or someone that needs a service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. House Speaker Dennis Hastert is resisting pressure to step aside over the House Page email scandal, but the pressure is growing.
The long knives are really out. The blood is in the water.
CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer says Hastert is in a real jam.
The other members of his leadership team are saying it was his fault. I mean, they're just saying, look, it wasn't me. I told him he didn't do anything about it.
Democrats' fellow Republicans and the party's evangelical conservative supporters all say Hastert was slow to take action on the suggestive messages disgraced Congressman Mark Foley was sending teenage boys. A new Reuters John Zogby poll, taken just as the scandal was exploding, shows it could play a part in giving Democrats control of the House.
We hold 15 Republican seats, and we have the Democrats candidate leading in 11 of those 15 seats.
House Democrats need 15 seats to become the majority party. Breaking news from Iraq. Authorities there have taken a Baghdad police brigade out of service. American Major General William Caldwell says some brigade members may have been involved in some of this week's sectarian bloodshed.
There's clear evidence that there was some complicity in allowing death squad elements to move freely when in fact they're supposed to have been impeding their movement, that perhaps they did not respond as rapidly when reports were made.
At least 17 American troops have been killed in combat in Iraq since the weekend, including two more today. While neighbors have been praying for the Amish schoolgirls killed and wounded in Monday's schoolhouse rampage, the families of the dead have been getting ready to put them to rest.
All the girls will be buried in a cemetery owned by the Amish, family land. They'll be laid to rest in plain white pine coffins dressed in all white.
CBS News correspondent Byron Pitts in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Bailey, Colorado took a step on its road to recovery last night. The Platte Canyon High School football team played for the first time since a hostage-taking gunman there killed 16-year-old Emily Keyes. Athletic director Jim Alciwani spoke about her legacy.
She's no longer a student here at Platte Canyon High School. For on September 27th, she became a teacher to us all.
While the country needs more nurses, but nursing schools are slamming the door on applicants. CBS News correspondent Jim Shenevy.
Nurses may be in short supply, but so are qualified teachers at nursing schools. It's so bad that some 41,000 qualified nursing school applicants were turned away last year, up from 33,000 the previous year. Three out of four nursing schools report faculty shortages, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. Federal health officials predicting today's 10% vacancy rate in nursing positions will jump to 36% by the year 2020.
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
Deep inside the fax machine at your office, there's a business opportunity. See this toner cartridge? With the new Discover business card, you get cash back bonus on business purchases, even more on office supplies. So this baby not only makes faxes, it makes cash for your business. Yow! And it's also very hot.
It's time to take control with the new Discover business card. Visit discoverbiz.com/control or call 1-888-221-4BIZ to learn more.
If you drive a Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury and need service, there's never been a better time for great deals than right now. It's the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event at your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. You'll find special offers by the truckload on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. All installed by Ford factory-trained experts. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, the Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event ends soon.
Thanks, Corey. Well, we have one collision off the highway at the intersection of Lincoln and 8th. Not a real big deal, but a two-car wreck blocks the northbound lanes. Highway 760th remains closed at York due to a collision investigation. And we're just busier now. If you're headed eastbound on any of our major arteries, 6th Avenue, virtually stopped at Sheridan for your drive up to I-25. 270 eastbound loaded up through Commerce City. And very heavy conditions now out of Boulder along the Turnpike with the usual slowdown Federal to Pecos. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, areas of fog early, gradual clearing, cooler, only a high of 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle in the foothills, 45. Currently, 46 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
To get strength and security mile after mile, ask about Michelin light truck or SUV tires at Discount Tire. Purchase your next set of Michelin tires today at Discount Tire and know you're getting strength and security mile after mile.
Jay Marvin here. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that'll save you money, available only for my friends at the Mortgage Store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. I guarantee you're going to love it. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payment plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all your bills into one low, low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company you can trust that'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They have $25 million dedicated to this program, and it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
All right, stand by, everybody. And roll music. And go. Take it away. Hello? Is he in there? Huh. You know what? I don't think Jerry's coming. Who else we got?
Now, filling in for Jerry Springer, Jay Marvin on the radio.
Good morning, Jay Marvin filling in for Jerry Springer, who's off Dancing with the Stars. This show originating from AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Denver Boulder area. And the number is 1-877-345-3779. That's 1-877-345-3779. There is a lot of stuff to cover this morning, including a local story here, which I talked about in the first hour, about a man who had a chance encounter with Vice President Dick Cheney, told him his Iraqi policy was reprehensible, and ended up getting arrested for it. We talked to his attorney about 30 minutes ago, 25 minutes ago, and hopefully within the course of this morning we'll play the interview again and we'll get into the story again. There's also, of course, the ongoing Foley situation in which the... I had to sit back and laugh yesterday. The GOP and the socially conservative, the authoritarian Christian movement, they're pointing fingers everywhere but at themselves. Dennis Hastert on Limbaugh's show yesterday suggesting that the Democrats leaked the story, providing no proof of that, of course. And then Tony Perkins and a whole host of others getting on there and basically gay-bashing, getting on the media and basically gay-bashing over Foley, which anybody who knows anything about pedophilia and child predators, the majority of them are straight, and this is not an issue about gay people. It's an issue about a guy who was exchanging emails with an underaged boy or teenager about being a sexual predator, even though he claims, his lawyer claims, that he never had any contact, and about Dennis Hastert and the GOP House leadership doing nothing about the situation, and how long did they know about it? And we'll talk to my congresswoman, Diana DeGette, a little later on this morning, about this, and we'll see what she has to say about it, and hopefully we'll be able to squeeze that in as well, and we'll be able to talk about that as well. And I've got a soundbite of Tony Perkins on CNN yesterday, and it's ridiculous. It's just totally and completely ridiculous. But, of course, they're scrambling because they're scared that it's going to suppress voter turnout. So they're scared about that. The other big story, and I wanted to get into this yesterday, and I want to get into it now. And we'll talk to Jerry Springer, too. We'll talk to Jerry about what happened last night on Dancing with the Stars, and we got Gene Galvin with the blog report. That's all coming up. But I wanted to get into this yesterday and didn't get into it. And John Turk, who produces my show here locally, he and I were talking this morning about this, about the whole school attack and the rash of school attacks. And you've got the one that happened here in Bailey, Colorado. You've got the one in Pennsylvania that went on. You've got the kid who shows up at the Wisconsin high school, I believe it was a high school, and gets into a struggle with the principal and shoots him. You've got all of this going on, and it's all over the media, and you can't escape it. And here's something that is basically never discussed, that the White House tried to cut and fought to cut funds for school violence programs with the horrors of school shootings in Colorado, Wisconsin, and the Amish schoolhouse still fresh. Now would be the time to check to see what the government is doing to curb violence in U.S. schools. And the news, according to the Associated Press, is not good. Since 2001, federal funding for the program that helps schools fight violence has been cut dramatically. The White House wanted to kill the program entirely, but so far has only succeeded in chipping away at it. I mean, this is the GOP is supposed to be like the party of family values, and they're talking about protecting kids. And, of course, once again, their money doesn't match their rhetoric. In the 2001 funding for the anti-school violence program, it was $439.2 million. This year, it's $346.5 million. Next year, it'll be about $310 million. So between 1992 and 2002, 261 kids were killed in schools. And the White House is trying to get the money reduced. And, of course, what they want to do is they want to funnel that money to keep us going in Iraq and also to keep those tax cuts permanent for their rich, high-paid constituents. But here's the question. Here's the thing I want to ask you about, because John Turk and I were talking about this morning, and it was his observation, and it's really true. He said to me, this coverage of all of the school shootings is too much. That the media coverage is too much, and that he asked me if I thought that because you had the Bailey, Colorado situation, and then you had this thing in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania, at the Amish school, do you think that with all of this big media coverage and getting into every aspect of all of this, do you think it encourages copycat killings? And I said I didn't know about that, that I don't have any statistics about it, that I don't know if it encourages copycat killings or not. But I agreed with him that at some point, you know what, enough is enough. I mean, how much do we need to know? Do we need to know every aspect of everything that goes on, or should that stuff be left alone? Now, I don't know on the station you're listening to what the top-of-the-hour news coverage was like, but here, we carry CBS, and they were talking about how the girls in Pennsylvania will be buried, and that they'll be dressed in plain white, and that they'll be buried in plain white coffins. And I'm thinking to myself, do I really need to know this? Do I really need to know it? So my question to you is about the media coverage. Do you think that the media coverage is too much, just enough, or not enough? Then the other thing is about keeping schools safe. And literally, how do you do that? And literally, how far do you go? Do you make them armed camps? I've asked this question on the air before. Do you make them armed camps? Do parents volunteer to go to school and, for instance, sit in the hallways to make sure the kids are okay? School shootings, until all of this happened, until this rash of violence, school shootings were on the way down. Violence, that kind of violence in school was diminishing. Now, it's reared its ugly head. And I had a lawyer slash professor from Wyoming sent me an email yesterday talking about how there are many components that go into violence in this country and about the fact that we are so violent. And whenever anybody brings that up to me, I always feel a little bit guilty because, you know what, I like violent movies. How many of us don't like violent movies? Now, there's some of you who are going to call up and say, well, I don't like them. But I like them. But does that mean I'd go out and commit an act of violence? No. Absolutely not. And it gets back to what I was talking about yesterday about mental illness. And John Turk and I were talking about it again this morning, about how there is no discussion in the society at all surrounding any of these problems, any of these episodes of violence. There's no discussion about mental illness here. I don't want to get on the air, and I don't want to campaign to be a spokesperson for mental illness, because that's not my job, but there is no discussion about this. And if you go look at the people that were involved in these things, they had mental problems. And yet there's no discussion. Now, you would think that the media would go to mental health professionals and say, come on the program, come on the newscast, come on and talk about this. And maybe some of the media has done it and I just haven't caught it. But I see very little of it. I see very little of it. And as I said yesterday, most people, their insurance doesn't cover this. Insurance doesn't cover it. Or they don't know how to get it, or they don't know the first thing about it. All right, 1-877-345-3779, 1-877-345-JERRY, or 1-877-34-JERRY, 1-877-345-3779. Media coverage, mental health, all of it. Lines are open. Let's talk. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer.
Dancing with the Stars.
And talking with you on the radio at 877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM760. Progressive Talk.
Well, slower than usual eastbound 6th Avenue out of Lakewood. A stall seems to be the issue there, so just expect some stop-and-go kicking in back to Wadsworth, and you're going to be caught up in that backup all the way to I-25. Likewise, Highway 36 out of Boulder, very congested this morning. You have the usual slow stretch from Federal to Pecos. Not a bad ride on 225. All lanes full up, though, if you're headed southbound near Alameda, and again at Yosemite as you hit the Tech Center. We have a wreck off the freeway now, northbound Parker, just north of Lincoln Avenue, and some ongoing cleanup northbound Lincoln at 8th. Weather today? Areas of fog early, gradual clearing, cooler, looking for a high of 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle in the foothills, 45. Right now it is 46 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, they're celebrating October with a haircut sale. Get into any of the 50 metro area salons for a fantastic haircut and shampoo massage at their always great value, or for special pricing, look in the Valpak envelope in your mail this week. Visit Fantastic Sam's today.
Hey, Chuck. What's up?
Just reading my voter guide. Here.
Some good choices.
The petition process made them possible. I support our rights to petition and vote.
Me too. Who doesn't?
Politicians, judges, special interests, they keep trying to kill it. That's why Amendment 38 is called the Petition Rights Amendment.
Sounds good. What's it do?
It protects our right to petition government. Simpler rules, all on one page, shorter ballots, November elections only, fewer lawsuits.
Lawyers must hate that.
So do politicians and lobbyists. The best part of 38 is we, the people, could petition local governments.
You mean we can't now?
Nope, not even our own county. Take a look.
Thanks. I'll take a good look at Amendment 38. Petition rights, letting us vote. Who could object to that?
Made by Let Us Vote, Jay Wright Chair.
The stock market. You're on the outside looking in, watching as everybody else makes money. You want in. All you need is a little help. If only there was a simple way to learn all the best stuff. Well, there is. Top Trader will teach you in simple, easy-to-understand language everything you need to know to make money in the stock market. Imagine making a steady income with just a few hours a week at your computer. People do it all the time. Why not you? Top Trader was put together by two gurus who've made huge money trading in the stock market. Everything they know is condensed in this simple, step-by-step program for regular folks like you and me. No confusing mumbo-jumbo. You'll finally really understand how it's done. Learn more about Top Trader. Get your free CD. Top Trader gives you the edge. Make a profit in any market condition just like the pros. It's so easy. Get your free CD. 800-353-5494. Learn about Top Trader with no risk. You owe it to yourself to check this out. 800-353-5494. Get your free CD now. 1-800-353-5494.
This is Samuel L. Jackson. We all want to keep our children safe. So if you notice that someone is giving your child gifts or showing them special attention, just keep a close eye on the situation. Be aware, and let's all work together to stop child abduction.
Brought to you by the Amber Watch Foundation.
Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. And it's good to be along with you this morning. 1-877-34-JERRY. 1-877-345-3779. And we're talking about this. We're taking an overview here. I am this morning, and you are if you're participating along. We're taking an overview here of the school shootings. And there's a USA Today article that says attack show threats can come from anywhere. And the couple of questions I have for you were, number one, about the media coverage. That would be number one. And then the other questions would be about, which I keep raising all the time, and I feel like I'm just basically whistling into the wind and talking only to myself about this, but that's the mental health aspect of this, which there's no discussion at all about any of it. And before I go to the calls, I want to add in one other thing about this. See, it always strikes me that there are bigger underlying problems to everything that goes on in the world. Like if you look at the Middle East, for example, we know that the Palestinian question is behind part of that, or a large majority of it. And we also know the poverty and hopelessness has a lot to do with it, yet we don't address any of those things. And mental health has got to be behind some of this, yet we don't address any of that. Let's go to Jim in Chicago. Jim, hi, you're on. Okay, we're having difficulty here. We're having technical difficulty, and that I can't hear Jim. If he's there, I can't hear him. So what I'm doing is I'm basically having problems. I can't hear. So this is one of these weird things. This reminds me of when I worked in Chicago once, and I was on the air. This is the middle of the night, and I've told this story a million times on the air, but I'll tell it again, that they clipped the phone lines underneath the basement of the building, and like all my lines went away, and I was stuck and had no way to take any phone calls. And now I'm stuck here 22 minutes after the hour. I'm stuck here with no phone calls and no audio. I can't hear anything, and plus I can't take any calls, which means that this is a true test that I have to sit here and talk to myself until we figure this out, or at least I hope you're hearing me. I hope you're at least getting part of what I'm saying. But to get back on this, yesterday I made the comment about guns, and I made the comment about that I have a lot of trouble with the idea that people who don't do anything wrong and that are not criminals, that we would go and say to them, okay, well, you can't possess a firearm. When we don't look at the root problems of what's causing these things to happen, and mental health is the root problem. Just like in the Middle East, it's the Palestinian state has to do with a lot of what, if not all of it, about what's going on and the perceived hatred of the United States in the Muslim world. Well, mental health. If you don't have mental health programs, if you don't have a way to get in and to deal with kids, and I'm not talking about the schools taking over the role of the parents or any of that kind of stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is basically parents being armed with the knowledge about mental health, about it being okay to talk about mental health. And being able to deal with it and being comfortable in a situation of being able to discuss it, so that if you've got a kid who is growing up and you notice that there are problems, that there's information out there and that you know what to do and that you know how to get help. And we don't have that. And if you go look at the stories that are in the media right now about the people that are involved both in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania, and also here in Bailey, Colorado, these guys had trouble. And I'm not excusing what they did. I'm not saying that what they did was right. I'm not saying that. I won't even go as far as some people would say that, yeah, they were victims too. I'm not saying that at all. You know what? They were adults, and they have a responsibility, just as we all have a responsibility, to go and confront our problems and to get those problems worked out. We have that responsibility. We have to carry that responsibility out. We have to do something about that responsibility. And it's up to us to do it. But there are a lot of people out there who don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. And we don't make that information available. And I'm going to tell you something. I have been involved with mental health for 26 years now, almost 27. And the first time that I realized that I needed it, because I'm bipolar, the first time I realized that I needed it, I didn't have the foggiest idea of where to go to get help. I didn't know anything about psychiatrists. I knew nothing about the difference between a psychiatrist and a psychologist. I didn't have any idea. I had no idea. I had no idea how to find anybody. I had no idea what was going on. I had to stumble through the public health system. Part of that was because I was broke. I had to stumble through the public health system. And slowly but surely, I learned about it. But there was no public campaign. There was no available information any place. And if you're wondering why I'm talking and not taking any calls, it's because we're having trouble hearing the calls. And so we have technical difficulties here. But I had no idea what any of this was. I found it on my own by basically stumbling around and basically discovering it on my own. That's criminal and that's wrong. Nobody came into the school systems when I was a kid. Nobody came into the school systems when I was a kid, and nobody came in and said, okay, if you have problems, this is what you do. Nobody said anything about that. And I'm very passionate about this. I mean, I really believe that this is one of the big problems. Let's go to Jeff in Boulder. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Oops, sorry, you're on the Jerry Springer Show. I'm sorry, I lost sight of that for a second. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, calling from Boulder, keeping it weird. Hey, good to talk to you. There's a couple interesting things, and again, we're kind of maybe Denver-centric a little today, but yesterday in the Post, I believe that they had a timeline of all the school shootings.
Right.
And a scary, scary thing is these two ones that happened, the one in Bailey and the one that happened out in Pennsylvania that I just relocated from, were from outsiders. So, you know, to kind of slam the administration for cutting back on how to deal with violence in schools, I don't have any grievance against doing that, but I don't know how you try to keep strangers from walking into schools and doing what they've done. It's a sad situation.
I think you have to have critical examination of that fact, but I think you're not going to be able to get critical examination of that fact if you cut funds and you don't spend the money to try to figure out how to make schools safe and to figure out how to deal with violence in school, both by the kids that go there, by the parents, and by people who come from the outside of the community. I think you got to look at all of that stuff. But once again, we live in a society where nothing is handed to us for free, and to be cutting money back on that kind of stuff is the wrong way to go, particularly when we have had a history of this stuff go on in the country. Jeff, I appreciate the call, man.
You know, I
got to go. I'm up against the clock. I appreciate
bowling
it.
Bowling for Columbine. Everybody watch it again.
All right, Michael Moore, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate it, bud. Okay, we'll continue here, and hopefully we'll get all these technical problems straightened out. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and this is Springer on the radio.
Yeah. This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Well, we can be grateful we have no major collision activity on the interstates, but we are jam-packed now along eastbound I-70, usual stretch Federal to Brighton. No setbacks out to DIA. I-25 swamped, 104th to 84th, and again, south of I-70 for your trek into downtown. No surprises there. Continue to see heavy eastbound conditions. 6th Avenue, virtually coming to a stop at Sheridan. Earlier, we had a stalled vehicle in the way. 270 loaded up through Commerce City, and no let-up on the Boulder Turnpike. We have those rolling backups from Sheridan to Pecos. Also had one collision off the highway at the intersection of Lincoln and 8th, not a real big deal. Highway 7 remains closed at York due to collision investigation. Weather today, areas of fog early, gradual clearing, cooler, only a high of 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle in the foothills, 45. Currently, it's 46 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get your graduate degree from the experts. The University of Colorado at Denver and Health Sciences Center awards more graduate degrees than any other university in Colorado. Visit cudegrees.com/grad study. That's cudegrees.com/grad study.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
This product may not be available in all areas.
Do you know how to use eBay? How to bargain hunt on the world's largest marketplace? Or how to sell stuff online to the thousands of hungry buyers? If not, you're missing out on one of the internet's most popular sites. And right now, you can learn the ins and outs of eBay, and you can do it for free with a free CD-ROM from Video Professor. Just call 1-800-600-9525. This free CD-ROM makes it so easy to buy, sell, and navigate, even if you've never even seen eBay. And it opens your eyes to the incredible buying and selling leverage you have when you tap into the power of online auctions. If you don't know how to use eBay, now's the best time to learn. It's easy, and best of all, it's free. All you cover is shipping and processing, and we'll rush your free CD-ROM right to your door. For your free CD-ROM, you've got to call Video Professor at 1-800-600-9525. That number again, 1-800-600-9525. 1-800-600-9525.
How long are you going to wait to finally do something about your debt?
No big deal. I can fix this.
How many collection calls will it take?
I'm making minimum payments most of the time.
When are you going to admit you need a little help?
Everyone should have some debt, right?
Wrong. It's time for you to get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. With one easy phone call, you can find out how soon you can be free from debt. Just call 1-800-400-8131. Provider and licensing details are available. Are you behind in paying bills? Have you received even one collection call? Maybe contemplated bankruptcy? Hey, it's okay to admit you got in a little over your head. You don't have to do it on your own.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of help.
Pick up the phone and call for your consultation and debt analysis, and find out how soon you can be free from debt. Call 1-800-400-8131. That's 1-800-400-8131.
The Al Franken Show.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, Salon's Eric Bullard, Slate's John Dickerson, Joseph Minton of Sweet Jesus, I Hate Bill O'Reilly.com, and Shelley Lewis, author of Naked Republicans, which I promise has nothing to do with Mark Foley. The last thing we want to do is give any more coverage to that whole disgusting mess. All that plus lots and lots of Mark Foley jokes on the next Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, filling in for Jerry Springer on the radio on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This year, more than ever, our
insert district, state, city, county, or just say our country here
needs the leadership and values of
insert candidate name.
Working families and supporters of freedom know that
candidate holding baby, if new wife is younger, show also,
is working hard for a secure America. And yet, some people still support
black and white photo of opponent looking scummy.
Don't they remember how
he or she
voted with big corporations and powerful elites for
symbolic wedge issue?
Time and again,
black and white photo of scummy opponent shaking hands with convicted lobbyist pedophile
has declared war on family values. What a contrast to
candidate in elementary school classroom, couple of black kids,
who had the courage to stand up to the special interests and fight against
latest focus group talking points.
Don't be fooled by the same old double talk. Vote to protect our children and our
district, state, city, county, or just say our country.
Vote for
candidate in hard hat shaking hands with ethnically diverse workers.
And send a message to the Hate America First crowd that
black and white photo of opponent split screen with Adolf Hitler
represents.
Candidate standing in front of a war memorial.
Can I approve this message?
Paid for by
untraceable political group with misleading name, powerless figurehead.
Chairman.
Jerry. Springer on the radio.
34 minutes past the hour, J. Marvin Springer on the radio. Okay, we got things fixed, and we're talking about the media coverage of the school violence and all aspects of it. And let's go directly to the phones, and thank you to everybody who hung on at 1-877-345-3779. And we'll kick it off with Tricia in Detroit. Tricia, hi, you're on.
Hi, I am from Detroit. I am a Christian. I am a liberal. I want to make it clear, a Democrat. I'm not a radical right and don't approve of it. The media has overkilled this. It is very sad what happened there, but our deaths in Iraq are equally as important. In Detroit, the deaths are equally important in every other city. It's joblessness, hunger, poverty that are never spoken about. It's Foley and his horrible abuse of those children yesterday. Why wasn't that continued, played over and over and over? The very people that need some help, what do? Go to Foley, who is behind all of these so-called, quote, Christian programs to help these youths. That should have been the headlines yesterday.
Well,
yes, they should have reported it. But it was all day long.
I don't want to seem insensitive because of where my daughter or one of my kids that were gunned down.
No.
I would feel bad, but I said this morning in the discussion we were having before we got on the air at 6 a.m. here our time, I was saying that this warrants all this attention, yet there are 100 Iraqis a day who are being killed
by the minute,
and we don't know about those people. We don't look into their lives, basically. We don't know what's going on with them. And every life, I know this is idealistic sounding, but every life is important. And I just wonder about the balance of the coverage. Or are we does the media do this because we're drawn to the sensationalism behind it?
It's media manipulation of us. It's us. It's like, it's to keep us under this false terror all the time that this is happening, and to take it away from the mental health, from the hunger, from the poverty, from the jobs that are closing. But we need to hear about the war to stop this maniac, to stop what he's doing. And so they fill the TV with nothing but this, an entire funeral. We couldn't have got it off of Kennedy. We do want to hear it. We certainly want to hear what happened.
We should know about it, but my question is, is it overkill? Tricia, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Mike in Boulder. Mike, hi. You're on the Jerry Springer Show.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm actually a grad student studying psychology.
Hmm.
I worked for 2 years in North Carolina as a child counselor in the high school system.
Wow.
And basically watched the North Carolina mental health system deteriorate. The county I was living in, funding went to different places, and subsequently the largest mental health agency that I was working for is actually closing down. And the job that I did, which is called community support specialist, I worked in the high schools with clients that had issues as far as anger and violence, and I worked with the teachers and mediated, basically. I know that this is one county, but that, you know, or it's actually eight counties, but there's eight counties where that kind of work is going to be less available now. And, you know, it's all in the guise of reform. It's all cutting funding.
Yeah, which is the wrong direction. We should have more people involved in the schools with kids when they're younger to try to figure out what is going on with them, to try to prevent them from becoming adults with mental health problems. And yeah, it's very discouraging to hear this from you. It's very discouraging to know that this goes on. What do you plan to do? Do you plan to go on and become a psychologist, or what are you planning to do?
I'm studying art therapy at Naropa University.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm keeping my options open as far as where I go with this. I would like to work with children also. I'd also like to work with people dealing with PTSD, people dealing with, you know, people coming back from Iraq. There's so many areas that don't get enough attention, you know, as far as the mental health.
Well, mental health is not on the front burner. All right, let me ask you this very quickly before I run out of time here. Media coverage, too much, too little, not enough?
Well, I feel that it's an interesting situation with the media coverage. I think that if it was sparking a dialogue about mental health, there couldn't be enough of it, but it's not. So that, you know, I don't think that it's our business to be involved in people's personal lives dealing with grief, but I do think that there needs to be more media attention to mental health in this country.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. Mike, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Thank
you so much. 1-877-345-3779, 1-877-34-JERRY, and he's absolutely right about that, and there needs to be more emphasis. You probably are thinking, why does this guy get off this note and stop sounding it day after day? But really, I wonder when we're going to start getting to the root of problems instead of dancing around them and not really confronting them. But the first and foremost question is the media coverage of these school shootings, is it too much? I don't know that it inspires copycat killings. I have no idea about that. I don't have any statistics about it. It's only my guess or your guess, and that's why I'm interested to hear what you have to say about it. We'll take more calls coming up. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, the technically fit and fit as a fiddle Jerry Springer show. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Your vote can make a difference. To keep Jerry dancing, vote now at abc.com. This is Jerry Springer on the radio.
This is former Republican Congressman Mark Foley. The reason I used to ask young boys about their penal size and masturbation is that I was doodled by my clergyman as a kid. But now I'm in rehab where we pray, explore our demons, and listen to Springer on the radio.
Your opinion expressed when calling Jerry at 877-345-3779 will be kept confidential.
All our calls are being monitored. Got that?
Oh, never mind. Jerry Springer on the radio.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
225 right now, still collision free, but you can expect about 5 to 10 minute delays from Alameda to Iliff on the southbound side and again through the tech center. Weather today, areas of fog early, gradual clearing, cooler, only a high of 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle in the foothills, 45. Right now, it's 47 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
At CB and Potts, the Mix and Match $8.99 lunch features over 60 different combinations. Healthy, convenient, and fast. Choose from soup, salads, sides, and sandwiches every Monday through Friday. For lunch, meet your friends at CB and Potts restaurants and breweries.
The Fricke Law Firm reminds, recent reports have shown teen drivers at greater risk for fatal accidents. In fact, more American teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way.
over 5,000 per year. Caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. Because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This important message brought to you by the Fricke Law Firm. Call the Fricke Law Firm at 59 Legal, serving with fairness and integrity.
This is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot. And they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. This is no little postage stamp size dealership. I mean, they're huge. And the people out there, they're great. People like Tom and Marval Shear, Freddie Labrato, and Gerard Menard, and Spanky Herrera, and Jim Monroe, and Johnny Mays, and the list just goes on and on and on. Plus, they got their matching down incentive going on, which saves you big-time money. Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. See the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve handles that. Or get out there and see them in person. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
45 past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. And it's good to have you along. You can instant message me at am760.net. And here is an instant message. We're talking about the media coverage of the school shootings. And this is from Marietta. She says, listening to your talk about the media, and if it's too much or not, you mentioned that you preferred violent movies. And you ask who out there doesn't like violent movies. A better question may be, how many males versus females out there like violent movies? If you did a survey, you would probably find out that there are more males who like violent movies or hearing about violence in the media than do females. Our media has more of a lopsided view of violence, I believe. I didn't mean to pass the impression on that I prefer violent movies. What I should have said, if I didn't say it, was I like them. But does it mean I go out and commit violence? No, it does not. Let's go to Bill in Cincinnati. Bill, hi, you're on the Jerry Springer Show.
Woman from Detroit, Tricia, had it just right. I can't add too much to hers except that what's on local TV and radio? Disasters, murders, high-profile divorces, and sports, of course. I think the media ownership loves this kind of news, and I think the primary reason is it crowds out the tsunami of bad news about this administration. It takes up space and time.
I got to counter with that by saying to you that while that sounds good, let me tell you, I've been doing this for 34 years, and I've had this conversation with other callers and listeners before about this. The media is market-driven, so what the media ends up doing is the media will do anything that it thinks will get it ratings or attention, which then translates into profit. Now,
exactly.
In the old days, and I'm talking about 35 years ago,
mm-hmm.
40 years ago.
I'm old enough.
Yeah. Well, you remember, there was always one newspaper in town, and there was always a radio station in town that always did what they call, if it bleeds, it leads news.
Still true.
Yeah. They would have the thing like, 20 people dead in a car crash. You know, they get through this whole thing. And that's kind of become passé, but there is tabloid journalism that does go on. Probably, like, the biggest example would be the New York Post. And I remember growing up as a kid in Southern California, it was Los Angeles Herald Examiner, which is now defunct. And I don't know where you grew up, so I don't know what you were exposed to.
Ohio and Eastern PA.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, we always had this. The thing is, now, all of these lines have become blurred. So what's supposed to pass for legitimate news sometimes is basically tabloid crap.
Exactly.
And
it crowds off the news, the legitimate journalism about this administration, I think, is the primary beneficiary of this kind of overemphasis on, school murders are terrible. But there's this kind of violence happening all over the country every day, but most of it's localized. And it doesn't, I don't know why this got national attention.
Because it's a shocking thing, and I think that most of us have grown up with the idea that schools are safe, that they used to be a sanctuary, and that you didn't have these problems.
True.
And I don't know how old you are, but when I was growing
68.
Up. 68. All right. Well, then you know. Nobody ever came on your school grounds when you were a kid and harmed any kids.
Right.
Now you've all of a sudden got it
Except
going on.
Except maybe the parents did at home.
Yeah, that's right, at home, abusive households. But now you've got it. Now you've got it going on bigger than the day, and that's why it becomes a national issue. But the thing is,
I think the NRA has some responsibility in this as well. Let's not forget that.
Well, see, I don't know.
I'm for responsible gun use, but and ownership, but not the kind of not what's available today.
Well, where I got like 30 seconds. Where would you draw the line?
Licensed gun ownership.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
And more responsibility from the gun manufacturers and importers, enforced by ATF, which they are not doing, at least under this administration.
Well, under this administration, we're not doing much of anything, basically.
Agreed.
Most federal agencies are gutted down. Bill, thanks. Great
thanks.
Call, man.
Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate it. 1-877-345-3779, J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and this is Springer on the radio.
Your vote can make a difference. To keep Jerry dancing, vote now at abc.com. This is Jerry Springer on the radio. Hey, Jerry's talking to you. You can talk back by calling 877-345-3779. That's 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Progressive Talk.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The Foley sex scandal continues. The former congressman now says he was a victim of abuse some 40 years ago by a clergyman in the church. Also, North Korea says that they will conduct another nuclear test. Has the United States taken their eye off the nuclear threat? And violence in Iraq is now at an all-time high, at new levels. Is our military near a breaking point? Some officials say it is.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions. That your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find
find out what your home is worth online by going to DenverHomePrice.com. At DenverHomePrice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
You ready? Let's go!
53 past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. 1-877-345-3779. Coming up next hour, Gene Galvin and the Blog Report. Plus, we'll talk to David Sirota about the Foley situation, about what's going on with Ned Lamont and Joseph Lieberman. And let's go to Tommy in Chicago. Tommy, you're on.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to agree with the caller from North Carolina that talked about, I thought he said it very eloquently about the media and press. If more was talked about solutions to mental illness or to the issues, it couldn't be enough. But the way it is now, it's just overhyped and just too much. I would like to add something. I was very happy that you mentioned what you did about mental illness before. I've been in a family that's been suffering with a brother that is bipolar for 50 years.
Mm.
And I wanted to say that the family is also affected besides the person with the mental illness, and how much society is hurt by that just from everything that goes along with it. One thing I wanted to say, because I'm not sure as a Democrat and a person that believes that everyone should have freedom, but if you have loving family members and you do have someone, let's say, that's in a manic episode, you can't, if they don't want to listen to you, the government allows them to go to hell in a handbasket rather quickly, because a family member can't necessarily, how can I say, take control and force the person to get his medication or get into the hospital, or if they spend their money, you have to help them out of the debt. If you understand what I'm saying, there's so much that can affect a family, and as a loving family, the government doesn't help.
Yeah, that's
it ends up in the government's lap when they're penniless and in a state hospital.
Yeah, that's very true. It depends on what the laws are state to state, but you're right about that. Unless they harm themselves or others, there's literally very little that you can do except to wait it out and wait till after they get out of that manic state, and then try to sit down and talk some sense into them. But there are people running around here. There are people in this world who, no matter how much you talk to them, they are never going to recognize that they need help. Or the other thing is, they don't believe in it. But part of that is because we don't lend it any credence and we don't lend it any credibility by having widespread discussions about it. So it's not an acceptable thing. That's part of the problem. Part of the problem is that it's stereotyped in the media. But, Tom, I know, because I've had manic episodes, and I know exactly what you're talking about. And if it weren't for my wife, Mary, I mean, I'd be, you know what, you're in Chicago, I'd be living in one of those roads that runs below Lakeshore Drive or something. Tommy, thank you. I appreciate the call. And isn't it funny, I've been away from that town, and I can't think of what those areas are underneath there where they have the streets that run underneath the city. I can't think of the name. All right, we'll continue here. We got the Blog Report and David Sirota coming up. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and you can IM me at Springer, I'm sorry, at am760.net. This is Springer on the radio.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. Here's more proof.
My name's Kristen. I lost 21 pounds and never felt hungry.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-300-0507. That's 1-800-300-0507. 1-800-300-0507.
We're talking to Susan Sumner about a product that can help you lose 10 pounds in just a month. And it's free? Is this for real?
Totally real.
And it works?
Completely. I know someone who lost 50 pounds using it.
Really?
I've tried it. I use it too. It's called Dex L10. Dex L10 banishes appetite, so you'll eat less without feeling hungry.
So you lose weight.
Exactly.
What about exercise?
No need to.
Yeah?
You just take Dex L10. You'll eat less and the weight comes off. Dex L10 is clinically proven.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And if you call them in the next 15 minutes, you can find out how to get a 30-day supply absolutely free.
All right. So to find out how to get your free bottle of Dex L10, call in the next 15 minutes. Here's the number, 1-800-900-0340, 1-800-900-0340. Once more, 1-800-900-0340.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani, and there's breaking news from Washington in the congressional email scandal. The Justice Department has sent a letter to members of Congress asking them to preserve potential evidence in the investigation. That would include a computer in the office of ex-Congressman Mark Foley, who sent suggestive messages to teenage boys working as house pages. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
No major surprise here that Justice would want to keep this evidence to make sure that nothing happens to it. You do that in any investigation. It doesn't necessarily mean we're going to see charges here. All it really means is that Justice is doing a decent job of getting to the bottom of what happened.
House Speaker Dennis Hastert is under growing pressure to resign over the Foley scandal, and a new Reuters John Zogby poll shows the scandal could cost Republicans control of the House.
We polled 15 current Republican seats and found that Democratic candidate leads in 11 of those 15. 9 of the seats belong to incumbents. And 8 of those incumbents are in trouble right now.
A change of 15 seats would put Democrats in the majority. Overseas, Iraqi authorities have sidelined a police brigade that's suspected of cooperating with Shiite death squads.
The government of Iraq had lost trust and confidence in the 8th Brigade, 2nd National Police Division's ability to serve the public due to their poor performance and alleged criminal wrongdoings.
Major General William Caldwell in Baghdad. In Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, funerals begin tomorrow for the Amish girls killed in this week's schoolhouse shooting spree.
This is Rob Milford in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania. There will be 4 funerals Thursday and 1 on Friday for the victims of the school shooting. Amish funerals will be held in the victims' homes. They're very private. Burial at a nearby cemetery. Meanwhile, multiple prayer services, community outreach programs for the people of this close-knit area, all feeling the loss so close to home.
The Government Accountability Office says lax security could have given criminals access to the personal records of millions of elderly, disabled, and poor people. The weak links were in Medicare and Medicaid computer systems. Medicare Chief Mark McClellan says changes have already been made.
Our steps to address the weaknesses that we worked with GAO to identify have already eliminated most of the vulnerabilities that the GAO identified in this review.
It must be something in the genes. Stanford's Roger Kornberg has won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry, an award his father won 50 years ago. Kornberg says he had a lot of help from his staff of 50 scientists.
This Nobel Prize, I think, is testimony to their extraordinary hard work and capabilities.
And Kornberg was cited for studying the way cells use information from genes to produce proteins. Pop star Madonna is in Malawi to fund an orphanage and adopt an African child. She already has 2 children of her own. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are about 4 points lower. The NASDAQ Composite is down 3. This is CBS News.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. The intersection at Colorado Highway 7 in York in Thornton shut down this morning after a deadly crash overnight. Investigators actually putting the two vehicles back into the intersection to figure out what happened. Superintendent of Platte Canyon High School and the district says high school and middle school classes will resume tomorrow after last week's devastating hostage situation. Dr. James Walpole says safety will change in his district, and he credited teachers and other staff for their actions last week.
I believe their leadership in training staff on safety procedures was a huge factor in saving many lives.
He says more security will be hired and name badges will be required for students to get into the school. He walked away. The pilot of a single-engine Beechcraft clipped a light pole in a parking lot near Centennial Airport yesterday. Planes crunched up, and he crunched three cars, too. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. By Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. We still have ongoing delays for the westbound side of the Boulder Turnpike as they clear a crash right near Church Ranch. So just be prepared for those rolling backups all the way to Sheridan. Thankfully, the eastbound side looking pretty good. It's still really jammed up, though, also from Sheridan to I-25. They were also checking the HOV lanes right near Federal. Make sure you have the right number of occupants, so be careful of that. Motorcycle wreck at Sheridan at Hamden. We have another mishap northbound Parker near Lehigh. It's right at the start of the road construction. Final cleanup for the one at Lincoln. Weather today, areas of fog early, gradual clearing, cool. Only a high of 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle in the foothills, 45. Right now, it is 48 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save now, save later with Orbitz. Go to Orbitz.com, and when you save now on select trips in 2006, you can save even more on select trips in early 2007. Only when you Orbitz and go. See site for terms and conditions.
Hey, Marvin here. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that'll save you money, available only for my friends at the Mortgage Store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. I guarantee you're going to love it. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate all your bills into one low, low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company you can trust that'll get you the results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They have $25 million dedicated to this program, and it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last, so don't wait. Call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Here. Ladies and gentlemen,
the judges' scores. Carrie Ann Inaba.
7.
Len Goodman.
7.
Bruno Tognoli.
8.
Oh, that's going to give you guys 22. I know that during the commercial break, Kim, you could barely stop crying, and this was a very emotional dance for you, Jerry. All you said the entire time that you've been here is that you just wanted to get to the waltz so you could learn it for your daughter's wedding. So is your work here now done?
Well, she wants me. We're actually going to have two dances at the wedding, so if you keep me on one more week, because we paid for the band, and I figured, you know, I ought to be able to do two dances. No, this was for her, and we're having a great time here. If people want to keep us on, we would love to be on.
Yeah. All right, so if the viewers and the judges decide to keep you on, I know that you've had some trouble with your knees. Can your body keep up with the demanding dancing?
Of course not. But this body can't keep up with any dancing. But, you know, you go out every week, and you, as all the other contestants, we all try our best, and, you know, that's the best you can do.
This is the Springer on the Radio Blog Report.
7 minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the Radio. By the way, a quick P.S. to my friends in Chicago. That was Lower Wacker Drive I was thinking of. And then, of course, if you don't sleep there, you can always go to the Garden Mission, which is right down from where I used to live. Now it's time for the blog report with senior editor of SpringerOnTheRadio.com, Gene Galvin. Gene, great cuts of Jerry there.
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, how could he lose Jay this week?
I mean, there was more emotional manipulation going on during Jerry's dance last night than Anna Nicole Smith has guys lining up to say they impregnated her.
I'm going
to
tell him you said that.
You tell him. You tell him.
You're going to get fired.
Yeah, he had his wife Mickey there. He
I'm just going to shut up.
Yeah, there you go. He had his daughter Katie there, and they made sure that everyone watching knew that Jerry had reached this night, mainly so he could dance the waltz to look grand at Katie's upcoming wedding. Look. What? If you thought of voting him off this week, it would be like spitting on your mother's grave. Now, of course, we won't know till tonight if it worked, but yesterday I talked to the guys at PinnacleSports.com, the Las Vegas odds makers who have consistently made Jerry their long shot to win Dancing with the Stars.
Uh-oh. Now, we're in real trouble.
Now, as of yesterday, if you put $10 on Jerry and Kim Johnson to win it all, and they did, you'd collect about $1,000. Now, if you bet on the matchup between the two bottom feeders from last week, that would be Jerry and Willa Ford, you'd only make a few bucks if Jerry won. So here's the bottom line. There's huge money to be made if you put all of your retirement cash on Jerry winning the whole thing, and he actually did. But to be honest, a better bet would be that Tom Cruise will regain his sanity. Okay.
I'm so happy. I'm so thrilled.
Let's go back to the Mark Foley Republican Party scandal. What the heck is conservatives keeping it going? Now, this
is... He's a decent man.
This is great. Go to the house.gov/Hastert. That's the website of Republican Dennis Hastert from the Illinois 14th District. He's also the Speaker of the House. And some, including one of America's major conservative newspapers, are calling for him to resign his leadership post. So what does his website say about this Titanic scandal? Nothing. You can read his comments on soybean rust, whatever that is, jobless claims, and the border security bill, but not one word about the Mark Foley mess that he may have covered up.
Need some wood?
But then I jumped over to the website of the Republican House Majority Leader, John Boehner, at johnboehner.house.gov. He's from Ohio's 8th District. Now, get this. You have to go there to get a comment from Speaker Hastert, because Boehner has a button that takes you to a joint statement they made, even though they've given the media conflicting reports on who knew what when. Now, here's another good one. Did you see the news conference yesterday? Republican Congressman Tom Reynolds, the head of the National Republican Congressional Campaign Committee, did on Foley. He brought in all these children as props to surround him. But some reporters ruined the crass PR ploy with the obvious question, quote, "You think these kids should be hearing you talk about a subject like this?" End quote. Go to dailycoast.com for a full description of the embarrassing event. Now, for the blog report, I'm Gene Galvin, who will now spend the next hour voting for Jerry Springer.
Who cares? Stop it!
I'm going to keep doing it as many times as they'll let me at abc.com.
But I'm the decider.
The computer voting is open till noon today, Eastern Time. Let's rock the vote for Jerry.
Now, we don't get the results, though, until tomorrow, right?
We get them tonight at...
Oh, tonight?
Yeah, about 8:30. Yeah, they've got... See, I admire you because you... I got to tell you something, Jay. I never watched this show. And because Springer's on there, I'm like now the go-to guy. People are calling me from around the country asking me to handicap this, and I am. It's pathetic that I know the ins and outs of every contestant. So I can tell you that tonight...
You are pathetic.
Thank you. They do the follow-up show, and probably... somewhere between 8:30 and 9, we'll find out if Jerry Springer survives. I figure the only person that might lose instead of him would be maybe Sarah Evans. And I've grown pretty fond of Sarah Evans because she is fine looking. And
it
I like
really
I like,
hard to learn to shake my butt.
You got it. And I like country music. She's a good singer.
Well, see, I don't know because this, as I said yesterday, this show airs too late for me. I mean, I can't. I'm in bed, man, by 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. So
that's a wise thing to do.
I don't see it. But we'll talk to Jerry here in a few minutes, and I'm going to ask him why about crying last night on the show. And we've got some more cuts on the show. The other thing about the Foley situation, man, oh man, the authoritarian right wing Christians were all over the media gay bashing yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It's pathetic. I mean, it's disgusting. And even the Wall Street Journal was doing it.
No, it's true. And I tell you something. If you go to springerontheradio.com, I made sure yesterday during the show, while you're doing the show, I'm blogging on our site. And I wanted to make sure that I was out early, maybe among the earliest, to predict that the leadership will go down on this. I'm convinced that Hastert is gone, probably Boehner as well. This is a huge dark cloud forming over them in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, we've got David Sirota coming up. And, you know, he used to work on Capitol Hill, so we'll ask him about this. But
great.
This whole thing that they were like in an orgy of gay bashing, and it was amazing. Like John King at CNN never even challenged Tony Perkins, who's with the American Family Association or whatever, and never challenged him at all about the statements he was making. And then, of course, Hastert goes on Limbaugh's show and claims that the Democrats leaked it. Yeah, right. They didn't know anything about it. How does he get that claim?
Well, Jay, the way you know they're in such trouble is if you listen to people like Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage et al., they're all talking about Democrats. They cannot talk about this. There's nothing they can say about this, so they have to turn everything back to Bill Clinton, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah.
How many years have to pass? Bill Clinton will be dead in his grave, and they will still be talking about everything will be blamed on Bill Clinton. No, the gay bashing issue is one of the dark clouds looming. There you go. It will suppress the vote of their base, and they know it, and that's why I think it'll take 4, 5, 6 days, and then they will get to work and try to clean this by spiking the leadership. But we'll see. You know,
and so,
who knows?
Do I like it? No, I don't like it at all.
Well, it's incredible. I find all of this to just be absolutely incredible, and the lengths I'll go. And by the way, somebody sent me an instant message at am760.net that said that they heard some right-wing commentator or talk show host or caller bring up Chappaquiddick, for God's sakes.
Oh, no. Well, that's what I'm saying, is they keep dodging. And by the way, there's new there's a new instant message out on abcnews.com that shows that Hastert was doing what they call internet sex with a page while there was a House vote going on.
You mean
there was
Foley,
a roll
not
Hastert.
Foley.
Pardon me, Foley. That Foley. So the emails really, and ABC's also reporting that there are some Republican conservative groups now worrying that the scandal is going to broaden to other members. And there's no mention, since it's coming out of conservative groups, that it may be Republicans and not Democrats, or not a mix of them. My God, if that happens, then I'm going to start feeling sorry for Republicans. And I never thought I'd say that.
Wait a minute, Buster.
And I don't even mean that.
Yeah, well, I'm nervous up until Election Day, so I want to urge everybody to get out and vote, and make sure you vote absentee. Don't trust the machines. Gene, thank you so much, and we'll
talk
to you tomorrow morning.
See ya.
Okay. Jay Marvin is sitting in here for Jerry Springer. We'll talk to Jerry coming up, but we're also going to talk to David Sirota, who is involved with the Ned Lamont campaign. We'll talk to him about that. We'll talk to him about the Foley situation. We'll talk to him about all that coming up here. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Your vote can make a difference. To keep Jerry dancing, vote now at abc.com. This is Jerry Springer on the radio. It's worth it. Keep trying. 877-345-3779 is 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, we still have a pretty steady drive along eastbound I-70 Federal to Brighton. No problems for you at the DIA. We do have a wreck, though. Vasquez, you're on ramp to eastbound I-70. Watch out for that. A new problem, a rollover being reported at 6th and Steele, your east side of I-25. Of course, up north, I-25 remains stacked up 104th to 84th, and really no let-up from I-70 to Spear as you aim for downtown. We also have Highway 7 in Thornton that remains closed at York due to an ongoing police investigation. Looks like it can could be off limits for several more hours. We also had crash cleanup going on westbound side of the Boulder Turnpike near Church Ranch. Looks like that sits off to the right shoulder. Motorcycle wreck cleanup as well at Sheridan and Hamden. And northbound Parker near Lehigh affected right at the start of the road construction. For today, areas of fog early, gradual clearing, cooler, only a high of 68. Currently, it's 48 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU. Evenings are online. Attend an open house October 10th. Details at universitycollege.du.edu. That's universitycollege.du.edu.
Hey, Denver, it's Incredible Vision, made incredibly affordable. For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
Experience the most remarkable 48 hours in the history of Hyde Park. Announcing Hyde Park's 30th anniversary watch fair and sale this Friday and Saturday in the Cherry Creek Shopping Center. Join representatives from Rolex, Cartier, Breitling, Tag Heuer, Bedard, Chopard, and many more that will assist you in finding the perfect watch. For this event only, Hyde Park will feature rare and exclusive timepieces, including the Cartier Jeweled Watch Collection, the new Breitling Flying Bee, Coram's hand-painted collection, and be the first in the nation to see the new Ebel 1911 chronograph. Watch enthusiasts won't want to miss the newest designs and limited editions from the world's finest watchmakers, including Patek Philippe, Gerard Perregaux, Jaeger LeCoultre, and more. Choose from hundreds of timepieces available only during this two-day event. Don't miss the 30th anniversary watch fair and sale this Friday and Saturday at Hyde Park in the Cherry Creek Shopping Center.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Past the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio, and it's good to have you along wherever you are. 1-877-345-3779. And are we ready to go here with David Sirota? We are. Okay, let me tell you about David Sirota. If you don't know about him already, and I'm sure you do, but I'm going to do it anyway. He is the best-selling author of one of the must-read books that you'll ever get your hands on, Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Take It Back. He's involved with Progressive States. He literally beat the living you-know-what out of Ann Coulter on CNBC. The right puts him up, and David takes him down. He's one of the smartest guys I know, David Sirota. David, hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Where are you today? Are you in Montana?
I'm still in Montana, yeah. I'm doing work for Lamont from out here, and I'm headed to – I've been to Connecticut, and I'm going back in a week or so.
Okay, we've got a lot of ground to cover here and a little time, so let's get into it directly. First of all, let's talk about Lamont Lieberman very, very quickly because that's pretty much disappeared now off the national horizon with all the other stuff going on. Ned Lamont is 10 points behind, and there's a story out today on CNN that he has written himself out of his own personal money, a $500,000 check to his campaign. How is Ned Lamont gonna overcome his double-digit deficit?
Well, it depends what poll you look at. I mean, the same day that that poll came out showing it a 10-point race, the Wall Street Journal released a poll showing it 45-45, a dead heat. And then there was a poll a week before that showing it a 2-point race. So the first things first is that I don't know where the polls really are. And I think that actually if you sort of watch the primary, you knew that you know, Ned was 20 points down with I think 4 weeks to go in the primary. So look, we're running against an 18-year incumbent who is being funded by some of the wealthiest and most powerful lobbyists in Washington. He's still holding fundraisers with Washington lobbyists, and Enron lobbyist is running his fundraising operation It is an uphill challenge. I mean, this is the fight against the hostile takeover. And I think, you know, Ned has pitched into his campaign to bolster his campaign's finances because we're being so grossly outspent by so much corporate money.
And he's getting money from a lot of Republicans.
Oh, yeah. Lieberman just had a big event with the guy, Mel Sembler, who is the chairman of the Scooter Libby Legal Defense Fund. That's just an example for you.
Boy, he'll crawl into bed with anybody, won't he?
Oh, absolutely. This is a guy who really is a chameleon, but when you get right down to what he's been doing for the state of Connecticut, it's been awful. He was the guy, if you remember, who led the fight against health reform in the mid-1990s. He proposed a program of a poison pill amendment to that that would have massively raised taxes on small business health benefits. He's the guy who's voted for every trade deal that's come down the pike, even as Connecticut has lost half its manufacturing job base. So this is a guy who talks a great game, but when the push comes to shove, the reason the big money's flowing to him is because he has been such a reliable ally in crushing the middle class.
And Ned Lamont is getting by on people like myself and others who, also in the state of Connecticut, but around the country, the Netroots and people like myself who are chipping him $25, $50, $100 here and $100 there, basically, right?
Oh, yeah. We just did a fundraiser, an online fundraiser last week, which raised us over $100,000 in small dollar contributions in, I think, 3 or 4 days. And I think a lot of that's fueled by two things. One, a desire to see general change in Washington, Lieberman being part of the status quo there. And in specific, obviously, Lieberman's aggressive and continued support of the Iraq war.
All right, let's switch to the Foley situation, because I know you've been watching that, as we all have been watching that. And it was amazing yesterday, as I was saying to Gene Galvin on here a few minutes ago, it was amazing to watch the fundamentalist, authoritarian, right-wing Christian element on all over the media just gay-bashing like there's no tomorrow about this deal. What's your take on it?
Well, look, they're struggling to find any answer, anything to basically insulate themselves in the Republican Party. You know, I mean, 2 days ago they were saying they didn't come out. They covered up this scandal because if they didn't cover it up, they would have been accused of gay bashing. Now they've switched over to gay bashing. I know they've also said that they think this is some sort of liberal conspiracy. I'm not sure how a congressman being a sexual predator, a right-wing congressman being a sexual predator, has anything to do with a liberal conspiracy. But then again, I'm never surprised anymore when these people, these totally dishonest people, try to blame everything. It's all liberals' fault, or it's all Bill Clinton's fault. Even basically sexual predators within their own midst are somehow liberals' fault.
Yeah, that was Dennis Hastert on Limbaugh's show saying, they dropped this at the end of the session, and the Democrats must have leaked this. But how could the Democrats have leaked it if they had no knowledge of what was going on?
Well, that's a good question. And then the other thing is, of course, what's really despicable is that Dennis Hastert would make a comment that he's complaining that they dropped it at the end of the session, as opposed to the idea that maybe the moment he even got an inkling that this was going on a year ago, he should have been outraged. He's only concerned about how it affects him politically, rather than the simple fact that there was a sexual predator as a congressman inside the United States Congress in proximity to children.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And you and I talked about this on the air a long time ago, but I want you to bring it up briefly again real quick about the fact that the hypocrisy going on here in the GOP, in that the social conservatives, they're always railing against permissive society. I mean, Perkins was doing it on CNN. Yet some of the biggest donors to the Republican Party distribute, for instance, soft porn movies in hotel rooms across America.
That's right. It's the unholy and unspoken of alliance where the Republican Party somehow brings together social conservatives, these social conservative leaders who purport to be interested in morals, yet the party is being financed by basically smut peddlers, all sorts of smut peddlers. So it's what we really are seeing now is that all of those hypocrisies are now exposed, where you have the Christian right leaders not saying much of anything about a cover-up whereby leading Congress people covered up the acts of a sexual predator on children inside the U.S. Capitol.
does this cost the Republicans in the November election? Do we take control of the House?
I always think it's an uphill fight whenever you're going up incumbents, but I think that, you know, now is the best chance the Democrats have had in a long time. I think if they don't win, frankly, it will be because they have not taken very serious, clear positions on the economy or on Iraq as a party. I think that if they do win, they would have won by larger margins had they taken those serious positions. But here's the deal. I'm just hoping they win. We got a good shot, and change is better than more of the same.
I agree 100%. I urge everybody to go to davidsirota.com, read Dave's daily writings. David, thank you so much, and good luck in Connecticut, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, thanks.
All right, there's David Sirota. Coming up, we're going to talk to Jerry Springer about Dancing with the Stars. I got some audio of that, if I can find the sheet that we'll play for you. And we'll ask him about getting on television and getting emotionally choked up like he did. Which you know, that's very telling about somebody. And also, later on, we'll talk to Representative Diana DeGette, and we'll get, she's a Democrat, and we'll get her take on the whole Foley situation. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
1360.
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
I got my travel itinerary
in my hand. I got Orbitz TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
Map from Vasquez to eastbound I-70. Of course, up north, I-25 remains heavy out of Thornton North Glen. We also have Highway 7 closed in Thornton, still at York. Police have that ongoing investigation from an overnight crash. No word yet on when they will reopen that. Weather today, areas of fog, early gradual clearing, cooler, only a high of 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle in the foothills, 45. Right now, it's 49 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Referendum I is simple. It gives same-sex couples rights and responsibilities for matters like hospital visitations, funeral arrangements, and property inheritance. It's now marriage. It's basic legal rights. Vote yes on I, paid for by Coloradans for Fairness Committee.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
The stock market. You're on the outside looking in, watching as everybody else makes money. You want in. All you need is a little help. If only there was a simple way to learn all the best stuff. Well, there is. Top Trader will teach you in simple, easy-to-understand language everything you need to know to make money in the stock market. Imagine making a steady income with just a few hours a week at your computer. People do it all the time. Why not you? Top Trader was put together by two gurus who've made huge money trading in the stock market. Everything they know is condensed in this simple step-by-step program for regular folks like you and me. No confusing mumbo-jumbo. You'll finally really understand how it's done. Learn more about Top Trader. Get your free CD. Top Trader gives you the edge. Make a profit in any market condition just like the pros. It's so easy. Get your free CD. 800-353-5494. Learn about Top Trader with no risk. You owe it to yourself to check this out. 800-353-5494. Get your free CD now. 1-800-353-5494.
This product may not be available in all areas.
Do you know how to use eBay? How to bargain hunt on the world's largest marketplace? Or how to sell stuff online to the thousands of hungry buyers? If not, you're missing out on one of the internet's most popular sites. And right now, you can learn the ins and outs of eBay, and you can do it for free with a free CD-ROM from Video Professor. Just call 1-800-600-9525. This free CD-ROM makes it so easy to buy, sell, and navigate, even if you've never even seen eBay. And it opens your eyes to the incredible buying and selling leverage you have when you tap into the power of online auctions. If you don't know how to use eBay, now's the best time to learn. It's easy, and best of all, it's free. All you cover is shipping and processing, and we'll rush your free CD-ROM right to your door. For your free CD-ROM, you've got to call Video Professor at 1-800-600-9525. That number again, 1-800-600-9525. 1-800-600-9525.
Do you think you have what it takes to host your own show and become the next progressive radio star? AM 760 wants to give you the opportunity to make that dream a reality. Send us your demo tape or CD, and you could walk away with $1,000 and the opportunity to battle it out at the national finals. The winner of the finals receives a one-year contract to host their own national syndicated weekend show. For more information on how to be America's newest progressive radio star, log on to AM760.net. Hey, Marvin, filling in for Jerry Springer on the radio on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I can't get rid of this.
I can't either, and it stinks.
You've got to get this off.
Ugh.
The stink, the sting, the fungus that invades when slimy lobbyists grease your palms.
I can't get it off.
And the feds will be here in a minute.
But now, there's an answer. Now there's Abram Off.
Abram Off?
Abram Off, the new ointment specially developed to save your skin. Abram Off goes deep into your skin's inner circles, removing all evidence of decay.
Ah.
With Abram Off, you'll lose that slimy feeling.
Wow.
And cure that annoying jerk itch forever.
I guess I owe Abram Off a big favor.
It costs more than regular soaps and lotions, but just try picking up a bar of regular soap while you're in prison.
Ugh.
And you'll wish you used Abram Off.
Wow, I feel so squeaky clean, I could kiss your...
Ask your lawyer if Abram Off is right for you. Possible side effects may include extreme transparency, trembling in the loins, inconstituents, and softening of the heart.
Thanks, Abram Off.
Abram Off. It's new from Leech Pseudopharmacals. Available wherever influence is sold.
Of Stetson Holden.
It doesn't matter what they say, does it? Really, at this point. But let's, you know, for courtesy's sake, let's go there. Bruno!
Another wonderful performance. The proud daddy doing the father and daughter's dance. Very touching, very moving. And my best dance of today from you.
Oh, very nice. Best dance today. Carrie-Anne?
Jerry. Tonight, I think that you touched into something that I find so beautiful about dance, is that you can touch people without mentioning a single word. And tonight, I think you touched us all. That was good.
And Len.
Well, to be honest, I'm not an emotional person. The last time I did emotion was when I watched Bambi. But I must say, that had great style, lovely movement, a beautiful balance of steps in holding apart. It was a delight. Well done.
35 minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. And, of course, Jerry Springer last night on Dancing with the Stars. And we got Jerry on the line. Jerry, good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Okay, Jerry, now tell me the truth. Did you cry last night to manipulate the judges and the audience?
Honestly, I got carried away with it.
Yeah.
In other words, I was going to be fine with the whole thing. I mean, Katie was coming out, and that was great. And this, you know, and obviously this was, you know, my favorite song and all that growing up. So I was going to be fine with it. And then as soon as the dance started, I looked over at Kim, my partner, and she's just tears running down. As she's starting to cry, I think, oh, my God, I'm going to lose it. So the entire dance, I'm looking up at the ceiling so that I just don't well up in the middle of the dance and make a total fool of myself. But, I just got carried away there.
So
it's not going to save me. It's not going to save me.
Well,
it was a really nice moment. Everyone should have such a moment.
Well, did she start crying first?
Yes. Yeah. And then I looked over and I saw Katie on the side, just, you know, because at the beginning of the dance, I walk over and I ask, you know, in the beginning of the dance, I say, you know, will you dance for me? And that's when we bow and all that. And she's already crying. And then I look over on the side where Katie's sitting, and there everyone there is starting to sob. Because they showed that video package just before the dance started. which was kind of sentimental. And that's, you know, so, geez, that's great. 30 million people, and I become a wuss.
Yeah, but you're letting 30 million people into your heart, basically, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was sincere. I mean, obviously, I love Katie, and it was a great moment. It's just, I'm not so sure such a moment should be so public, but it was a nice moment. But I'm going home. You know, I think there was no one I danced better than. So I think I think it's back to the real world.
Well, wait a minute. They haven't even announced. People are still voting.
I know.
You can vote.
I know,
what are you? What are you saying? What are you saying? You're falling on your knees now and giving up? Wait, what is this? We haven't. There's not even a decision yet, and you're already throwing in the towel.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's, you know what? Maybe it's kind of like these things. If you know you're going to be fired, you want to quit first. You know, they don't even. That's the thing with this show. They don't even let you make your resignation. You have to stand there and have them say, and the one with the lowest score, the one going home. So I don't know if it'll happen. I may pass through this week, but I think the end is near, you know. But I'm having a good time now. I got to admit, when I first started, I said, please send me home. And actually now it's kind of competitive. It's kind of fun, to be honest.
Do they let you when they... And you're not going to lose. You'll make it through another round. You make it through. Who knows? You may take the whole thing. I mean, I don't know what this defeatist attitude is, but do they let you make any kind of final statement, or are you just out of there?
Well, no. I think at the end, then, they get down to the bottom two, and they put the bottom two under the spotlight, and then they have that dramatic boom, 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 boom.
Right.
And then they say, the one going home is, and then there's this indeterminable period of time when all you hear is the drum roll. And then finally they mention the couple going home, and then everyone runs around them and hugs them. It gets pretty corny. And then you get to make a little statement. So I'm writing out my speech.
See, this is amazing. All right, now we got a guy on the radio here who appears on television, who is in all these syndicated TV markets, who has a radio show, all of this stuff, and here you are, and you're being insecure. What are you doing?
Well, because I'm doing something I don't know how to do. Normally, you're in the business, when you go, whether you go on radio, whether you go on television, whatever it is you're doing, you're a professional, so you feel very confident in what you're doing. And in fact, the crowd even inspires you to do more. You get really caught up in it. But when you're on television doing something you have no idea how to do, you're not trained to do, all of a sudden you feel very vulnerable. And it's like a kid the first time being asked to speak in front of a class and getting all nervous about it. That is, I think that's part of the magic of the show, is that you have, well, at least some of the contestants, people that have really never done that before. And being so vulnerable in front of, 30 million people is, it gets to you. It makes it totally different. No, I don't have any sense of security when I'm out there dancing.
Well, the voting goes on until noon Eastern time. I think you go to abc.com to vote.
Oh, vote early and often. I need one more week.
Yeah, see? So you can't throw in the towel now, man.
I'm just trying to emotionally prepare myself. for the defeat, I'm calling relatives. I'm saying, get ready. The end is near.
Yeah, but you know something? And this sounds corny as hell. I don't have to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know what, though? In the end, you win. You know why you win? Because you got a hell of a lot more guts than anybody I know, and I certainly wouldn't get up there and do it. And you got up there, and you did it, and you took on the challenge, and you're not out yet, so wait and see what happens.
Yeah, it's either guts or I have no sense. But
No, you've got guts. Okay, so win, lose, or draw, we talk to you tomorrow morning, correct?
You got it.
Okay.
Oh, actually, tomorrow morning I'll be in flight because I'm coming back I'll talk to you. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out somehow, or I'll get you on, or we'll
do something. You've been great, and I can't thank you enough for filling in for me and doing such a great job.
All right. Well, Jerry, you know what? I'll be voting over and over again between I get off until I go to bed tonight.
Wouldn't it be great if we could vote over and over again in November?
Well, if you live in Chicago, you can. Thank you, Jerry.
Good for you. Thanks, Jay. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
We'll talk to you. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Coming up next, a guy who told Dick Cheney what he thought about his Iraqi policy and ended up getting arrested. This is a local story, but we'll share it with you. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on the radio.
Your vote can make a difference. To keep Jerry dancing, vote now at ABC.com. This is Jerry Springer on the radio.
Call us now.
877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY.
This is Dr. Shayna Barr with Comfort Dental, North Arvada. Although I'm a Comfort Dental dentist, I'm also a working mom. I understand the importance of good quality care at affordable prices and convenient hours. Comfort Dental is a great place to be because we offer all of these things in a comfortable, caring environment. We really treat our patients like family. This is Dr. Shayna Barr, Comfort Dental. We'll be here when you need us.
The on-ramp from Vasquez to eastbound I-70 that has that block collision cleanup off the highway continues at Sheridan Hamden from an earlier motorcycle wreck. Northbound Parker looking a little bit better near Lehigh. We did have a mishap there that was bogging you down right through the construction. Eastbound 6th Avenue continues to be sluggish from Wadsworth to I-25 due to a stall, and we had a rollover crash in the final stages 6th east of Colorado Boulevard. Weather today, areas of fog early, gradual clearing, cooler, only a high of 68, currently 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs to catch up, keep up, or get ahead in school, Sylvan Learning Center can help with personalized tutoring to meet your child's individual needs. Call Sylvan today and see why more parents turn to Sylvan. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today.
Aron Appel CPA reminds listeners that National Breast Cancer Awareness Month is celebrating its 21st year of educating women about the importance of early detection. Remember, a mammogram can detect breast cancer in its earliest stages, and early detection means better survival. For more information, visit nbcam.org. This is from Aron Appel CPA in Boulder. For professional tax accounting and information technology services, call 575-5755. That's Aron Appel CPA.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. All right, we're going to see if we can shoehorn this in. We're going to talk to David Lane. I interviewed him earlier. He's the attorney for Stephen Howards, who is in trouble for making a comment about this country's Iraqi policy to Dick Cheney. And David Lane explains the circumstances. So check this out. Let's talk about your client, Stephen Howards. Well, so he tells Vice President Dick Cheney he doesn't like his Iraq policies and he gets arrested for it?
Well, Howards was walking across the mall with his 7-year-old son in Beaver Creek in June, taking his kid to a piano lesson, and he sees a commotion. He walks over, and there's Dick Cheney slapping back, shaking hands, and signing autographs. So he walks over, and he had just read the casualty reports from Iraq that day. And he thought, you know, I'm not going to say anything, but then he thought, I've got to say something. So he walks over to Cheney and says, I just want you to know, I think your policies in Iraq are reprehensible. Have a nice day, basically, and walks away. He takes his son to the piano lesson. 10 minutes later, he's walking back across the mall with another son, And the Secret Service grabs him and says, did you assault the vice president? He says, what? I didn't assault the vice president. If Cheney can't take criticism, he shouldn't go out in public. And they slapped the cuffs on him. Took him to Eagle County Jail for about 3 or 4 hours. They threatened to indict him federally for assaulting the vice president. They then thought better of that because how are they going to explain that he assaulted the vice president in the presence of 25 Secret Service agents and 100 spectators, and then they let him go deliver his kid to a piano lesson? So they filed state harassment charges against him. The Eagle County DA then dismissed all charges. So we are now taking the offensive to take back America from these repressive First Amendment violators.
Boy, good for you and good for him. And they obviously violated his First Amendment rights. They obviously violated his Fourth Amendment rights. And it mentions in the Rocky Mountain News article this morning that you may add Cheney as a defendant. Are you still thinking about that?
Well, I mean, it all depends on how the case shakes out. If Cheney authorized this arrest, then Cheney will be a defendant. At the very least, Cheney will be a witness, I would suspect. I mean, he was the guy that was at first allegedly assaulted, and then upon further review was harassed by a man coming up to him and saying, your policies are reprehensible.
Now, you know, I played a recording of Cheney, of a guy walking by Cheney after Katrina in New Orleans, where he let loose the F-bomb twice, and
right,
nothing happened to this guy. Why all of a sudden your client?
You'll have to ask the Secret Service agents who arrested him. I don't know the answer to that.
This is really a strange situation. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I had a very prominent constitutional lawyer tell me with a straight face that if Cheney and this administration could get away with it, they would jail people like your client, myself, this guy, probably you, and others. And it's only the Bill of Rights and it's only the Constitution that protects us.
Absolutely. There is no doubt in my mind. I mean, the hallmarks of a repressive authoritarian society are secret prisons, torture as official government policy, stifling dissent. If you criticize the government, you go to jail. Well, you know what? Go talk to Steve Howard. He'll tell you he went to jail for criticizing the government. You know, I mean, people have got to stand up. Take back this country. I mean, it's difficult to determine when dusk turns to darkness, but we are there, you know. It's happening right there around us.
Yeah.
People have to stand up and do something. I really admire Steve for going on the offensive this way and saying, you know what, I'm not going to put up with this.
Boy, I do too, and I admire you for standing up once again for free speech and defending Steve Howard's. All right, how long before do you think this reaches court?
Well, the case, you know, just got filed yesterday. They get to respond, and unfortunately, the wheels of justice in federal court in Colorado grind exceedingly slowly. So I don't anticipate a trial for a couple of years, unfortunately. I'm going to try my best to fast-track it, and if I can convince a federal judge to do that, you know, then so much the better.
That's David Lane, who is a Denver attorney. He's talking about Stephen Howards, who lives in Golden, Colorado. Unbelievable story. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
Less of you means more of Jerry. So call now, please. 877-345-3779 is 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the radio.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Progressive Talk. Do you think you have what it takes to host your own show and become the next progressive radio star? AM 760 wants to give you the opportunity to make that dream a reality. Send us your demo tape or CD and you could walk away with $1,000 and the opportunity to battle it out at the national finals. The winner of the finals receives a one-year contract to host their own national syndicated weekend show. For more information on how to be America's newest progressive radio star, log on to am760.net.
Allied Insurance reminds listeners that during her lifetime, one out of every seven women in the U.S. is at risk of developing breast cancer. Early detection and treatment greatly improves the chance for survival. For information about the options available to you or a loved one, consult your health professional or visit nbcam.org. This is from Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. See your local independent agent about Allied's auto, home, and commercial insurance services. That's Allied Insurance, making a difference in our community.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me, assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio, and 1-877-345-3779. Quite a story there about Stephen Howard's. This happened here locally, here in the Denver-Boulder area, and walking up to Dick Cheney and saying, your policies in Iraq are reprehensible, and the guy ends up getting busted. I talked about this earlier in the morning. The 6 to 7 o'clock hour here, which is not part of sitting in for Jerry. And this is unbelievable. It's unbelievable because it's wrong. And you know, if you... I want to repeat what I said a little bit this morning. I want to say it again. Whether you are progressive, whether you are liberal, whether whatever you choose to call yourself, if you're an independent, if you're conservative... If you proudly wear the mantle of being right-wing, you have to concede. You have to concede that what happened to this guy, Steve Howards, is absolutely wrong. And if this were a Democratic president, if this were Bill Clinton, if this were John Kerry, if this were Al Gore, right-wing talk radio would be all over this. They would be screaming their rears off. And I said it this morning, I'll say it again. I'll make you a bet that for the most part today, this story will see no coverage at all on the right-wing talkers in this town. And this story will get no coverage on any right-wing blogs. They'll never talk about this. I'm not saying that there are conservatives out there who don't have morals. I'm not saying there are conservatives out there who don't have the ability to stand up. There are. They're just few and far between these days. And for the most part, they'll keep quiet about this. And of course, the Foley situation overshadows everything that's going on. But still, you would expect them here, at least locally, to get into this, because it is in both the newspapers here this morning. It's in the Rocky Mountain News, and it's also in the Denver Post. And what happened to this guy is absolutely wrong. It's absolutely, completely wrong. All right, we got Diana DeGette coming up next hour. She's my congresswoman from here in the Denver area. We'll talk to her about the Foley situation. Also, we're going to open phones, as we always do after 9 o'clock. So whether you're here in the Denver-Boulder area, you're anywhere in Colorado, or across the country, 1-877-345-3779, 1-877-345-3779, 1-877-34-JERRY. We'll talk about anything that you want to talk about. You want to talk about the Foley situation. You want to talk about this guy getting busted here for speaking up to Dick Cheney. You want to talk about school shootings. Whatever it is that's in the news, whatever is bothering you or that you want to talk about, I'm right here, and, you know, I would love to talk to you. So get off your half moons and give me a call. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio.
This is Springer on the radio.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
How long are you going to wait to finally do something about your debt?
No big deal. I can fix this.
How many collection calls will it take?
I'm making minimum payments most of the time.
When are you going to admit you need a little help?
Everyone should have some debt, right?
Wrong. It's time for you to get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. With one easy phone call, you can find out how soon you can be free from debt. Just call 1-800-400-8131. Provider and licensing details are available. Are you behind in paying bills? Have you received even one collection call? Maybe contemplated bankruptcy? Hey, it's okay to admit you got in a little over your head. You don't have to do it on your own.
Sometimes you just need a little bit of help.
Pick up the phone and call for your consultation and debt analysis, and find out how soon you can be free from debt. Call 1-800-400-8131. That's 1-800-400-8131.
Service not available in all areas.
If you're an AOL customer and you're fed up with the high prices you're being forced to pay, I've got good news for you. Now you can quit AOL and switch to People PC Online and pay just $5.47 a month for the first 3 months. You heard me right, people. That's a lot less than AOL. And you get unlimited internet service with twice as many local access numbers as AOL for faster, more reliable connections. And with People PC, you also get all your favorite features. Virus protection, spam controls, pop-up blocker, and more. Not only that, you can still chat with AOL Instant Messenger, and you can even keep your AOL email address for free. So why pay the high price of AOL when you can get everything you need right now with People PC for just $5.47 a month for the first 3 months? Make the switch to People PC today. For more information, call 1-800-900-6737. People PC, a better way to internet. That's 1-800-900-6737. 1-800-900-6737.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
I'm Steve Kathan. The political tidal wave kicked up by the Capitol Hill email scandal could claim more than the career of Florida's Mark Foley. CBS's Bob Schieffer says Republicans are concerned it could wash out some candidates facing the voters in November.
Republicans have got some real trouble on their hands here. I think this puts their majority in doubt as we head into these November elections. If I were a betting man, I would now bet that the Republicans are going to lose the House.
House Speaker Hastert under fire to resign his leadership post has said he won't. Others are calling for the Capitol Hill page system to be overhauled or scrapped. And some candidates are already making some political hay of the Foley matter.
I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington.
It shocks the conscience.
It is no shock, though, that the Foley controversy is already a campaign issue in congressional races, far from the former lawmaker's Florida district. Minnesota Democrat Patty Wetterling is running this ad.
For over a year, they knowingly ignored the welfare of children to protect their own power.
Wetterling's GOP opponent Michelle Bachmann describes Foley's conduct as unacceptable and abhorrent. She's just one Republican. Republican reacting now to fallout from the House Page scandal. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
One woman says the school shooting in Pennsylvania Amish country marks the end of innocence.
This is Rob Milford in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania. For a second day, neighbors are coming together at the homes of three families who are all next-door neighbors. They lost four daughters in Monday's shootings. There's been a steady stream of carriages rolling in.
And one neighbor visited the father of the gunman, hugging him and saying, "We will forgive you." To Iraq, where the military now says 17 U.S. troops have been killed in combat since last Saturday. 16 civilians died today in a series of bombings that hit shoppers in a mostly Christian section of Baghdad. And an Iraqi police brigade in Baghdad has been shut down so its officers can undergo more training. Major General William Caldwell says they have to handle a more complex threat now.
The determination was made that removing them from Baghdad will be, in fact, enhancing the overall security, not detracting from it, so that they can go through this retraining process and vetting process.
And the Nobel Prize for Chemistry goes to Stanford researcher Roger Kornberg.
I can accept this remarkable award on behalf of more than 50 co-workers who have done the work that is cited.
Kornberg demonstrated how cells take information from genes and make proteins. And he's not the first in his family to win a Nobel. Kornberg's father won the 1959 prize for medicine. A person close to Patricia Dunn, ousted last month as chairwoman of Hewlett-Packard amid a spying scandal, says she's about to begin treatment for advanced ovarian cancer. Dunn is a melanoma and breast cancer survivor. A day after closing at a new record, the Dow Jones this morning, but is now up 40, NASDAQ up 15. This is CBS News.
Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Platte Canyon School Superintendent James Walpole says that classes will resume this week after last week's deadly shooting that claimed the life of 16-year-old Emily Keyes.
I think more and more now I'm just looking at the fact that he'd driven by Platte Canyon High School a number of times, and I think that could be the only reason that I can ever come up with that he would pick that school.
Park County Sheriff Fred Wagoner, he spoke to our sister station, KHOW. Security's going to be stepped up when the kids return tomorrow. A deadly rollover crash in Weld County this week. It takes the lives of two young brothers, one 15, the other 12. 17-year-old Tanya Bustillos was driving on Monday when she ran a stop sign northwest of Greeley and was hit by a pickup. She's in serious condition. Her three-month-old son also in the car. He's at Children's Hospital in serious condition. Speeding.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne. And she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at freecreditreport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
All right, stand by, everybody. And roll music. And go. Take it away.
filling in for Jerry Springer, J. Marvin on the radio.
6 after the hour, J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio. The show originating from AM 760 Progressive Talk in Denver, Boulder, Colorado. And we're in the open phones portion of the show. 1-877-345-3774. There's one thing I really wanted to play for you. This is Tony Perkins on CNN yesterday from the American Family Association, I believe. We're not going to run the whole thing. We'll just run a little bit of it. And basically what it is, here he is in regards to the Foley situation, and he's gay bashing, basically. And this is what went on all day yesterday. Here's Tony Perkins.
Tony Perkins, thank you for joining us. I want to begin with a simple question to you. You're a leader of a grassroots conservative organization that a lot of pro-family voters around the country look to for guidance and advice at moments like this. There are conservative activists like Richard Viguerie, conservative groups like Citizens United who say the Republican leadership blew this. They did not handle this well. The Speaker and others should resign from office. Do you think that's the case?
Well, I think it's premature to say whether or not the leadership should resign. I think it certainly raises questions about what did the leadership know and when did they know it. We do know that they had indications that there were improper communications between this congressman and Pages as long as 2 or 3 years ago. But I think there may have been some fear that they had in pressing it forward out of fear of being seen as gay bashing or homophobic because of the orientation of Congressman Foley.
Now, come on, Tony, you got to be kidding me. The GOP has made a career out of gay bashing. Here in this state, we have a woman running for re-election by the name of Marilyn Musgrave. I call her Marilyn Manson Musgrave. And this is her number one central issue. Go to her website and look at it. It's her number one central issue is the whole hang-up about gay marriage. The whole hang-up about gay marriage. Tony Perkins trying to pawn that off on John King, and shame on John King of CNN, because you know what? He didn't press Perkins on it. He didn't say, well, wait a minute. You guys were the ones who wanted the gay marriage amendment business. You guys are the ones that are constantly scapegoating gays and lesbians. Nope, didn't come up at all. Didn't come up at all. Not at all. And if you watched any of the news networks, or watched any of these people on any of the cable news networks, that's all they were doing yesterday was gay bashing. Gay bashing. As a matter of fact, Fox, which several people have sent me emails and instant messages about, and you can see it on HuffingtonPost.com, and also I think on ThinkProgress.org, they had Foley identified as being a Democrat from Florida, not a Republican. Now you got to tell me, the person who puts the graphics together at Fox didn't know any better? Please, come on. What, do you think we just fell off the turnip truck yesterday? Give me a break. 1-877-345-3779. Anything you want to talk about is fine. Let's go to Todd in Chicago. Todd, hi, you're on.
Yeah, Jay, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I just want to make a comment about this Foley deal where all of a sudden Republicans come out with a statement that he was molested as a child by a Catholic priest. Now, where is all that nonsense coming from?
Well,
the prevaricating story.
Wait a minute. They didn't say Catholic priest. They didn't disclose
yes,
the clergy, and it was his lawyer who said it yesterday.
Okay, but I heard him say it was a Catholic priest he was molested by. I think they're just trying to get out of something or switch all the information to the other side. Typical of the Republicans.
Well, there's this idea. You know, there's this idea that. If you get into trouble in this society, that you can go to rehab. Look at Rush Limbaugh, who got in trouble with the OxyContin business and then crawled off into rehab, and suddenly it's like, okay, Limbaugh's okay, and his gazillion followers, who apparently can't think for themselves, just say, okay, I guess he did nothing wrong. He went and got rehab, so he repented or he whatever. This whole idea that you can crawl into rehab, the whole idea also that, yeah, he may have had this happen to him when he was a kid. He may have had emotional problems, but as an adult, he's responsible to take care of it. He knew damn well what he was doing. These guys in the leadership knew what he was doing, and they didn't take care of it.
No ifs, ands, or buts. But when you mentioned the name of Rush Limbaugh, I puke immediately because he's the biggest liar on radio.
Nah, he certainly does distort the facts. You're right about that. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it. It's true. Think about this. If you get into trouble in this society, here's what you do. You go to rehab. That'll take care of it. Limbaugh went to rehab. He's back on the radio. Everything's fine. Mel Gibson, rehab. Foley, rehab. They all go to rehab, don't they? Or the other thing is, here's the other thing they do. They accept Jesus. And then that makes it okay. Well, we're washed of original sin. So, never mind the fact that I was a no good you-know-what. I'm okay because I've accepted the Lord. It's either of those two things. And in Foley's case, it's like he's an alcoholic. Okay, that's what led him to do this, because he was an alcoholic. A friend of mine who has a lot of experience with this said, you know, that alcohol doesn't lead you to where you don't want to go. And now he's in rehab, and that's okay. I think the central question here is not about Mark Foley himself. I think the central question here is about Dennis Hastert, Tom Reynolds, and John Boehner. How much did they know, and did they purposely conceal this information? And then Hastert gets on Limbaugh's show yesterday, and he says, well, the Democrats leaked it. Now, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. You really. Really. So the only Democrat on the page board, and I can't think of his name, but the only Democrat on the page board had no idea that this stuff was going on, had no clue that any of this was happening. And Dennis Hastert, in order to save his political skin, will go to the most predictable safe harbor places and try to pass the buck off and try to insinuate with no proof that the Democrats leaked this deal. Now, you've got to be so staunch party person, if you're in the GOP, to believe any of this stuff. You got to be blind. And here's the best thing. They should have an outside investigator or prosecutor come in and check all this out. How much money did we spend with Bill Clinton and Whitewater? How much money did we spend with Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky? How much of the taxpayer dollars did we spend on that whole affair? We had no problem getting somebody from the outside to come in. Somebody like Kenneth Starr, who now teaches at Pepperdine, which is a conservative, religious-oriented university, who had an axe to grind against Bill Clinton, but nevertheless, he came in. We had the whole Whitewater thing going on. We had all of that stuff happening, and the Republicans and the GOP's answer to this is that there was no cover-up, that nothing happened, and that we should leave it to the House Ethics Committee to look into it, when the Ethics Committee basically doesn't do much of anything. And I challenge any conservative to call at 1-877-345-3779 and try to defend this. Go ahead, try to defend it. I don't think you can. Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio.
How's anybody going to hear if you don't say it? 877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY. Spring.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, Open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4000. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
1-800-2909. 1-800-900-2909.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Up Talk Radio. Minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. Good to have you along. Let's go to the phone. And I'm very fortunate, and those of us who live in Denver are very fortunate, those of us who live in the 1st Congressional District, to have Congresswoman Diana DeGette as our representative. And she's taking time out here to be on the show. And I appreciate that, Congresswoman. Thank you so much for joining us.
Jay, it's great to be with you.
Mark Foley, help us make sense of this.
There's really no sense to be made of it, Jay. I mean, it's bad and disgusting enough that Congressman Foley would be preying on these young pages this way. But I think what's equally bad is the cover-up by the Republican leadership. And what it really shows is a continuing pattern of corruption among these Republican leaders. What on earth were they thinking? They find evidence that Congressman Foley is sending inappropriate emails to a page. Why didn't they convene the full page committee or the full ethics committee, Democrats and Republicans? It's just clear that they would do anything to cover this up, sweep it under the rug, and to keep their grasp on power.
How do you react to Dennis Hastert's statement yesterday that he believes the Democrats leaked this story?
Well, number one, The Democrats didn't leak the story. All indications are that the Republican that the leak came from a Republican source. But beyond that, it happened. I mean, the fact that, that the story became public, that's not the problem for Dennis Hastert. The problem is that there was this cover-up of a very serious infraction by a member of Congress.
What's our chances of getting an outside investigator, perhaps a special counsel, somebody to come in and look at this that has nothing to do with the Republican-controlled Ethics Committee?
Well, I think that an outside investigator would be a good idea. The chances of it, I think, are very slim. But beyond that, I think it's a bigger issue. And the bigger issue is, do voters in November next month want to continue to have this secretive, closed group running Congress? I think that answer is going to be no.
I think you're right about that. Do you think that the Speaker, Dennis Hastert, do you think he'll step down?
I think that people are now calling for the Speaker to step down because they're trying to do damage control. But the problem goes much more broadly within the Republican caucus. I mean, the initial reaction when Congressman Reynolds, the head of the Republican fundraising apparatus, when the head of the Congressman Shimkus, who's the head of the House Page Committee, was informed, when all of these people were informed about this, it never apparently entered their minds to involve the bipartisan committees, the Page Committee, the Ethics Committee, and to really do anything meaningful about this. The only thing that entered their minds is how can we minimize the damage. So what they did was they called the Congressman Foley in and said, don't do this anymore, and then they just never advised anybody. And frankly, that's a fundamental breach of the public trust that these folks are elected to uphold.
Do you agree with Congressman Ray LaHood from Illinois that the Page program ought to be abolished?
Absolutely not. I say, why blame the victim here? The Pages perform, number one, they perform a real service for Congress. And number two, this really allows young people to see the inner workings of their government. And one would hope that the inner workings they're observing would be above board and ethical and so on. But I think it's a great program for young people, and I don't think you should victimize those young people and the program because Congressman Foley was doing this and was unsupervised. The other thing is, if you really had people who were running the Congress who upheld high standards of ethics, we do have controls in place that if they were used, they would have helped in this situation. When the first allegations of Congressman Foley's conduct came up, what should have happened was that the matter should have been referred to either the Page Committee, which could have convened jointly two Republicans and a Democrat, or if the allegations were seen to be more serious, it could have gone to the Ethics Committee. And again, if those committees were functioning appropriately, they would have had adequate oversight.
And yet, there wasn't adequate oversight, and there's a trust problem among the general public with Congress to begin with, and then there's also a bigger one, I think, mounting now against the GOP, at least the polls show that, and against the Republican-controlled Congress. So what do you do now to turn around and restore the public's trust in the Congress besides taking people like Mr. Hastert and others and throwing them out?
Well, of course, Jay, I would say if you elect a mom and a grandmother to be the Speaker of the House, I'll guarantee you these kind of abuses won't be tolerated. I think that, number one, I think all the moms in Congress are just shaking their heads saying, what about even that initial email didn't raise a red flag for them? I mean, here you have a sitting member of Congress, 53 years old, sending emails to pages asking for their pictures and asking what they want for their birthdays. That's just unbelievably inappropriate given Congressman Foley's position of trust, and that's even before we found out about the later grant instant messages. The second thing is, really, we need to clean house in Congress. People say that when the Republicans took control in 1994, the Democrats had become corrupt and slow to respond over 40 years, and I think there was some truth to that. What's stunning to a lot of us is it's taken only 10 years for the Republicans to get to those low points that Democrats were at.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. 26 past the hour, Congresswoman Dinah DeGette on the Jerry Springer Show with me, Jay Marvin. Quickly, I don't have much time left, but quickly, what's going on with stem cell research? Because a lot of us are concerned about that, and we wonder how your efforts are going.
Well, Jay, as we speak, I am in New Jersey campaigning in a swing district for a pro-stem cell candidate, Linda Stenger, who is running against an anti-stem cell incumbent. And I'm traveling all around the country the month of October campaigning for these candidates. The issue of stem cell research has become a huge and potent campaign issue in some of these swing suburban districts in particular. So the issue is still very much alive in everybody's minds. And what I think we need to do is just get more people in Congress who support stem cell research. That will put terrific pressure on the Republicans and on the White House.
Well, I couldn't agree more with you, Congresswoman. Thank you so much for being on the Jerry Springer program. Appreciate you joining us again, and once again, those of us who live in the first district are proud to have you as a representative.
Well, Jay, I think you're an able substitute for Jerry Springer. So keep up the good work.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day.
Thanks. Take care. Bye.
All right. There's Diana DeGette from the first congressional district. Bob Beaupre, who is a Republican congressman who's running for governor here in the state of Colorado. I wonder what he would think about this whole Mark Foley situation. Huh? Both ways, Bob? You got anything to say about that? All right. Phones are open, 1-877-345-3779. 1-877-345-3779. Let's yak all the way up to the top of the hour. Get off your half moons, use the lines or lose them, and 1-877-345-3779. And it's good to be here with you. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. And this is Springer on the radio.
Our number is 877-34-JERRY. Call now.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com. Today.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Again. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin. Filling in for Jerry Springer. On the radio. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hey, you can join our conversation at 1-877-34-JERRY. That's 1-877-345-3779.
We got time for one more question. Who's it for?
My question is for the senator.
Yes.
Mr. Senator, do you think all of your colleagues here from both houses can get reelected?
Well,
I mean, considering the loss of confidence from the voters.
Well, I think the voters are smart enough to September 11th, 9/11.
Now, let me add to that. My congressional district is always 9/11 with 9/11 and 9/11.
And my opponent, well, 9/11 cut and run September 11th.
The American people 9/11 because 9/11. Working families 9/11 September 11th.
Don't 9/11 think about anything 9/11 else.
Especially about the job we've done since 9/11.
Don't bring that up.
As we wage our campaign,
you'll hear just one refrain.
Cause you're buying the scare. 9/11.
It's the one phrase that pays
better than bastion gaze.
To elect us on November 7th. Our opponents will snarl
that we're acting like Carl.
That we're trying to hide how we screwed up.
So we'll shout it again.
September 11th. While we cover our ineptitude.
Hey, we sing pretty good.
We should start a group.
The 9/11 Glee Club.
I like that. I'll give that a 9/11.
We don't need rigged machines to win.
Are you sure?
When 9/11 draws a man.
Yeah.
5 years it's been working.
Do not forget. We were attacked.
Yeah.
We were attacked.
Do not forget.
Just forget every other fact.
We hope you do.
Please.
George Bush, of course, he may appear.
Run!
Run! Yeah, I got my 10-foot pole right here.
You got any more?
Sig 9/11, that's our goal.
Who needs Iraq?
We're on a roll.
If you don't eat your meat, you can't have...
Wrong song.
Sorry.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
35 past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. 1-877-345-3779. Let me read some instant messages here at am760.net. Scott in Winter Park here, Jay. I was a page in the North Dakota House at 22 years old. This is where I saw how bad the Republicans were. I joined the Democratic Party. The page system should not be abolished. It is a great way to see the system work versus the schoolroom. And, Scott, you got a good point there.
I haven't heard anyone, this was from Elaine in Castle Rock, I haven't heard anyone question Mr. Foley's admission of being gay. The religious right zealots have often drawn a direct relationship between being gay and being a child molester. Truth is, very few child molesters are gay, and very few gay people ever molest children. I find Foley's gay admission a peculiar coincidence, which supports the rights argument that gay people are dangerous and not entitled to equal rights. Foley is perpetrating this myth of gay people being child molesters. He is now blaming his predatorial behavior towards children on alcoholism and homosexuality. Shame on him. And as I said earlier, the right-wing media was all, right-wing spokespeople were all over, and the media, right-wing media, were all over this whole thing and screaming and yelling and gay bashing yesterday, and that instant message is well taken. Bobby in Fort Collins. Bobby, you're on.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
I want to point you, if I can, to a Wall Street Journal article that's in today's edition.
Mm-hmm.
It pertains to Hastert's accusing of the Democrats of leaking this. It basically totally negates that. It says that the congressional pages themselves supplied the most damning electronic messages. This comes from Brian Ross, chief investigative correspondent at ABC News, who basically said they really started flooding in after they ran the first denial, which was like that they're just overly friendly.
Right.
And that kind of aggravated. And the most interesting tidbit I found is a lot of the pages came forth, said they wanted to be insisted on anonymity. And about halfway through the article, it says one of the former pages is now involved in politics, he added. If his name surfaced, it would be extremely detrimental to him and to his candidate, who is a Republican. So I thought that was an interesting, intriguing.
Yeah, that is that is pretty interesting. I wonder how he thinks that would be damaging.
Well, it sounds like there's a former page who's now a operative in somebody's Republican campaign and is not the it leads me to believe he's not the candidate himself, but he's involved in politics, and if it came out, it sounds like he's a campaign manager or some sort of fundraiser for a Republican candidate, and if it came out, it would harm his candidate, who is a Republican.
Yeah, guilt by association.
Yeah. But this I heard you mention Hastert a couple minutes ago, and this article on page 13 of the Wall Street Journal, but it's linked to a front page story on the whole story itself, basically negates everything Hastert said about blaming the Democrats for leaking it.
Definitely, I will definitely check it out when I get off the air. And, Bobby, thank you, man. Thanks for the information. Really
thank
do appreciate
you,
it. Okay. Let's go to Susan in Denver. Susan, hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay. I think we need to follow the money, you know. And I think that Foley was such a great fundraiser that that's why the Republicans are protecting him.
Yeah, there was that allegation. Craig Crawford of Congressional Quarterly made it on a couple of television shows. About the idea that Foley had given the Republican Congressional Committee $100,000 towards for re-election efforts, and that he did raise money. And that brings up the question, did Hastert, Boehner, and Reynolds, and the rest of them, did they keep quiet because he was contributing money? Did that have anything to do with it?
I heard he just kept churning and churning out lots of contributions, and
he gave money to candidates around the country. There's a list somewhere on one of the blog sites or somewhere on the internet shows who received what money from him. He did give money.
Well, thanks. You're doing a great job.
Thanks. I'm trying. Thank you. 1-877-345-3779. So maybe they decided not to rat. You know what? Either two things happened here. Either, number one, they decided to keep this quiet because they were hoping to get past November and then let it out. Or, well, it would be a combination of the two. It would be the first one, and then the second one would be that maybe he did contribute money. Maybe he was a high-dollar earner, as some of these websites suggest, and that they didn't want to harm that. But I'll bet you it's number one. I'll bet you they knew this was coming down the pike, but that they hoped to sit on it until after November. Of course, as Diana DeGette pointed out, Congresswoman DeGette pointed out, this brings up the question of, when they were first alerted about this, why didn't they do anything about it? And, of course, the social conservatives' answer is, oh, well, they would be looked at as gay bashing, as if these guys haven't engaged in gay bashing now for years. I mean, give me a break. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Your vote can make a difference. To keep Jerry dancing, vote now at abc.com. This is Jerry Springer on the radio. Jerry Springer.
Dancing with the stars.
And talking with you on the radio at 877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Soup, salads, sides, and sandwiches every Monday through Friday. For lunch, meet your friends at CB and Potts Restaurants and Breweries.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
This product may not be available in all areas.
Do you know how to use eBay? How to bargain hunt on the world's largest marketplace? Or how to sell stuff online to the thousands of hungry buyers? If not, you're missing out on one of the Internet's most popular sites. And right now, you can learn the ins and outs of eBay, and you can do it for free with a free CD-ROM from Video Professor. Just call 1-800-600-9525. This free CD-ROM makes it so easy to buy, sell, and navigate, even if you've never even seen eBay. And it opens your eyes to the incredible buying and selling leverage you have when you tap into the power of online auctions. If you don't know how to use eBay, now's the best time to learn. It's easy, and best of all, it's free. All you cover is shipping and processing, and we'll rush your free CD-ROM right to your door. For your free CD-ROM, you've got to call Video Professor at 1-800-600-9525. That number again, 1-800-600-9525. 1-800-600-9525.
The dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler reminds listeners that during her lifetime, one of every seven women in the United States is at risk of developing breast cancer. For information about early detection and treatment options, consult your health professional or visit nbcam.org. This is from the dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler on Arapahoe Road in Centennial. For appointments, call 798-2305. They're making a difference for breast cancer awareness. That's the dental office of Dr. Joy Schindler.
J. Marvin, in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Past the hour, J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, Springer on the radio, and it's open phones, and 1-877-345-3779. Let's go back to those phones, and we go to John in Chicago. John, hi, you're on.
Hey, Jay, it is so great to hear your voice, man. I miss you from Chicago. I don't want to say the call letters, but da-na-na-na-na.
WGOP.
Hey, I hear you. You know what? It's great. I've been listening to the station. You guys are great. And to hear your voice, it's great, man. I feel like I'm talking to a lost relative I haven't talked to in a long time. But can I get a smoke in any chance?
I don't have it, man. I don't have any of that
man.
Stuff anymore.
No one knows what we're talking about, but you are the best. But, you know, I want to bring up a point about, you know, Rush Limbaugh, man. He blames everything on and I hate to bring him up, but, you know, he blames everything on the Democrats all the time. Now we have one of these GOP guys doing some bad activity, and who does he blame it on? The Democrats, man.
Of course.
You know, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And we just got to wake up as a people and really wake up and open our eyes, man. But it is so great, Jay, to hear you. I don't know where else I can hear you. But
you can stream me every day at AM760.net every day, Monday through Friday. And
I will do that.
And
I miss
Chicago, although I love Denver, and I missed it when I was gone. But I got to tell you, and I've said it many times, I'll say it again, I do not miss WLS. I do not miss that radio station at all.
I don't want to say the call letters, but I hear you there. I don't listen to them anymore. I'm an avid listener of 8. It's on 8:50 a.m. here.
Right.
And God bless everyone. Let's keep it together, brothers. Jay, I'm glad that they have you on. You are the best. And let's wake up the people. Let's open their eyes, man. And you do a great job of it. It's horrible what they did to you. And keep it on, brother. Keep it going, man.
You got it. And email me.
I will, definitely. Thank you, brother.
See you, John. Bye. Do we have time to squeeze another one? But yeah, we do. Let's go to Tom in Chicago. Tom, you're on.
Thank you, Paul, buddy.
Hey, Tommy the Commie, my all-time favorite Chicago police detective who works in Area 2 and
right?
Works his can off and is doing days and hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. Just for like 2 weeks, but I hate it. Maybe 3 weeks, but I hate it. I got to go back into his midnights.
How did you get on days?
I got. We're working on a case, so we get to go to trial, so they got a big case.
Okay. All right.
I'll be back at midnights in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, you're one of America's premier leftist cops.
Yes, the only openly declared socialist law enforcement officer. And I know him.
I know it. We've had some heavy arguments, Tom and I, but I love him.
Yeah, but the reason I'm calling is on the law enforcement angle. I'm wondering why is there not a criminal investigation on any possible wrongdoing? If anything, there's a strong probability that he might have solicited sexual favors for minors, whether he did it or not, but you have to look into that, and I'm wondering why they're not doing that, why the D.C. police aren't doing that, unless it's ongoing, we don't know about it.
You know, I don't know about the D.C. police. I know the feds are into it. I know that it was in the news this morning that they have contacted all these members of Congress and told them to hang on to anything. I don't know why the D.C. police are not involved, and that brings up the question, would this be a federal matter or would it be a D.C. matter?
Well, I guess I don't know. I mean, they would have to have, they would look into it. There's a few former Chicago guys and Illinois State Police boss that are in D.C. now in the police, so I can't see them not doing something if they were asked to do it. I would assume it'd still be a local jurisdiction unless there would be something along the lines of using some kind of federal money or something like that, maybe if he took these kids out or something.
How about across state lines? How about
that would be another reason they have a federal investigation for the FBI. So maybe the feds are doing something, but something definitely should be done. And like all the other callers have echoed, it's like, you know, you're going to deflect the it's amazing that we're talking about young people being victimized, and they are being victimized. You're taking you know, young pages who are, you know, here they are in D.C., the nation's capital, and we're with all these big-wig politicians. They can be easily influenced. How come no one's talking about the victim? Instead, they got to talk about how why he's doing this, he's gay, or there's something happened with a clergyman many years ago. It's just a deflection, and the right-wingers are, if this was a Democrat leftist, it would be all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Calling for a full investigation and everything, but now they're just trying to deflect everything away from there.
Yep, you know what? You're absolutely right. Listen, I'm running out of time. It's so good to hear your voice. Hi to Michelle and your family, and, well, you and I email all the time. So, but be safe, Tommy.
Take care, man. And 19 Paul.
19 Paul, brother. Bye. See you later. And 19 Paul is the Chicago police code for no action needed. There is no job, big or small, that can't be handled by a 19 Paul. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Your vote can make a difference. To keep Jerry dancing, vote now at abc.com. This is Jerry Springer on the radio. Get right through. Email Jerry at springeronTheRadio.com.
M760, Progressive Talk. Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater.
It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets.
Not a progressive member?
Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
Life Care Center of Littleton reminds listeners that each year thousands of older people are disabled by falls that result in broken bones. Many of those injuries could have been prevented. Make sure stairways and hallways are well lighted and bathrooms are equipped with grab bars and non-skid mats. This is from Life Care Center of Littleton at 1500 West Mineral Avenue. Call for information about their rehabilitation programs at 795-7300. That's Life Care Center of Littleton, where they care about the seniors of our community.
Service not available in all areas.
If you're an AOL customer and you're fed up with the high prices you're being forced to pay, I've got good news for you. Now you can quit AOL and switch to People PC Online and pay just $5.47 a month for the first 3 months. You heard me right, people. That's a lot less than AOL. And you get unlimited internet service with twice as many local access numbers as AOL for faster, more reliable connections. And with People PC, you also get all your favorite features. Virus protection, spam controls, pop-up blocker, and more. Not only that, you can still chat with AOL Instant Messenger, and you can even keep your AOL email address for free. So why pay the high price of AOL when you can get everything you need right now with People PC for just $5.47 a month for the first 3 months? Make the switch to People PC today. For more information, call 1-800-900-6737. People PC, a better way to internet. That's 1-800-900-6737. 1-800-900-6737.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. A couple of things about tomorrow. First of all, we'll find out if Jerry wins, stays on Dancing with the Stars. And you can go to ABC.com, I believe it is, and vote until noon. And I think that's, is that noon Eastern time? I think that's noon Eastern time, but I'm not sure. So you might want to check that out. Second of all, this whole Foley situation, Dennis Hastert, Speaker of the House, is going to hit the road. He's going to campaign for Republican congressional candidates. Now, how would you feel if you were running for office and this guy, hot off this Foley thing, wants to come into your district? Would you have him show up? Yes or no? He is supposed to come here to the Colorado Springs area, which is south of where we are, to campaign for a guy by the name of Lamborn. And I believe it's in the New York Times today. If you look at the New York Times today, you'll see that there's an article about the congressional races in Colorado. I think it's in the New York Times today, about how there may be a huge upset in the making in that district because it's heavily, heavily, heavily Republican and has not sent a Democrat to Congress in God knows when. And the guy running is a guy by the name of Jay Fawcett, who is a veteran and a straight-ahead guy, and he's actually got a chance, more than a chance, of beating this guy Lamborn, and we may have one of the biggest upsets in the country coming here. So hopefully tomorrow we'll get Jay Fawcett on the radio, on the Springer Show,
And we'll have him talk about his chance at an upset. Plus, we'll also get him on to have him talk about what the people in his community feel about Dennis Hastert coming to the Colorado Springs area to campaign for this guy Lamborn. I mean, if it were me and I were out on the trail, but let me rephrase that. If it were me and I were running and I were a Republican, I wouldn't want Hastert, Boehner, Reynolds. I wouldn't want any of these people near me, would you? Would you want them near you? And to me, this whole Foley thing is really, even though it's being cast by the media, as being a partisan issue, to me, it's really a bipartisan issue in the fact that neither side, conservatives of good conscience, progressives and liberals of good conscience, none of us can condone, A, a cover-up, or B, what Foley did. So that's coming up tomorrow, plus a whole lot more. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Thank you to Jerry Springer. Good luck to him. Don't forget to go to abc.com and vote. And we'll see if he makes it past this week. We'll find out tonight. And either way, hopefully tomorrow, we'll have him on to try to talk to him about it, either tomorrow or we'll get him on Friday to talk about his experience and about how he feels when the verdict is rendered. All right. Thank you so much. You can email me at am760.net. And I thank you for being here. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. And this... well, this, of course, is Springer on the radio.
You've been hearing about Height Max, but you still...
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
15 to 20 minutes. Rapid tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis rapid tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs. 1-800-640-9134.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?